Yes, we're just doing Rashi. Kamadakaya finish, but philosopher, upon of Kushim Loritz, Tvei, Odif. Shim Vayu, I never leave Bisham. So they show me a Gemara in Yavama Staf Kofan Bebez, where, what it means is, it means Shechina's there. The Shechina's there. So the Shechina's there, so you have to be a kafuf of the Shechina. Right? But in the case of the, so Russian, the Tzvila, Ula Hazkir Akedas Yitzchak, Ba, Boining Kfufin. It's interesting. What is Lahazkir Akedas Yitzchak? Why is he for that?
Because you don't have any
left. What?
No exclusive.
So, right. So, what does he have a Kedis Yisroel? So, apparently, like this. Apparently, he holds that it's not because the presence of the Shechina is there. The presence of the Shechina is there. The Shechina is there insofar as the Gavra relates to it. So, when he relates to Zikaron Lefnei Hashem, either because of the medium of Tefillah, or if he has a special purpose and there's a Karan like Akedas Yitzchak, so that brings him in front of the Shechina. So the Zikaran, the Maisa Tefillah, or the Maisa Zikaran, the Lifnei Hashem, to put it simply, the Lifnei Hashem, whether it's Akedas Yitzchak or whether it's Tefillah, the Lifnei Hashem places him in Makom Shechina. And Makom Shechina, you have to be a Kafuf. You have to be a Kafuf. But it's not simply because you're in the, even if you were mispalel in the Migdash, it's not because the Shechina is there. It's like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, doesn't he say that the Yirat Mo Kilo Omei Neged
Hashechina? I think it's the Maskana of the Gemara Yavamas.
That's Gemara.
The Gemara Yavamas.
How does it manifest itself in Shofar? Because that sounds like symbolic. And, yeah. From the fact that it's kafuf, that it makes a difference if it's kafuf, or, and also because of Akedas Yitzchak, you can prove that shofar really is not just a maisa mitzvah of Hashmos Kol Shofar, but the shofar itself is part of the maisa tefillah of the gavur, part of the maisa tefillah.
So for the
in drawer, you don't just blow it, it's in Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. So it's a component of the tefillah. It's a component of the tefillah. It's a component of the ma'aseh tefillah. What I could say is that what does Rambam say? Rambam says even though shofar is halacha is mitzvah, but rem is yeshbo, right? So it must be that there's a remez in the kol, and there must be a mesura that there's a remez in the tzuras hashofar too. That the tzuras hashofar lends itself to remezim that are part of tefillah. That's what you must say. That's why Akedas Yitzchak is b'shalayel and kafuf and pashut. That just like the kol shofar lends itself to remezim. The Tzuras HaShofar must be a Masorah that the Tzuras HaShofar also lends itself to Ramazim with regard to Tefillah. Because it's part of the Maisa Tefillah. So it's part of the Maisa Tefillah means that it lends itself to Ramazim and Tefillah. Not just the Kol, but the Tzuras HaShofar too.
Isn't that just push the question and step back?
What?
Isn't that just push the question and step back?
So we're saying that maybe the Pshat and Shofar is the shofar has to be a malamed. Ashrei ha'am yodei serua. So it means the yodei serua means that you have to have knowledge of the malamed, of the trua. So the kol shofar is a malamed, because it's ur yishenim mishinaschem, and the tzuras ha'shofar also has to be a malamed. Okay, there are many ideas in the shofar. The idea you can't mishbech ha'kadosh baruch hu, that's why the kolos. So the shofar is really a vehicle of limud. It's a vehicle of limud. It's limud with regard to tefillah, and with regard to avoda l'Hashem. That's a good point. I wouldn't retract what we said before that it's part of the ma'aseh tefillah, because the fact that it's part of the ma'aseh tefillah lends itself to its role of being a malamed. because it makes the gavra aware that this is a part of his ma'aseh tefillah. So I'd say we started off in the right direction. Just we got a little closer. All right. So the man damar holds by Yovel shel Yal Pashut is misnaver because the shofar is not ba'al tefillah there. It must come mitoch tefillah. It can't come without the malchus chorus of shofars. But the shofar wasn't introduced as a to enhance the tefillah. Otherwise, it would be every year. So the shofar really came for what? For Kras and Dror. So Kras and Dror is really the kiyum and the tkiyah is kiyum tkiyah of Kras and Dror. It's not a kiyum tkiyah of tefillah. So it has to come through tefillah. It's a different reason because there's a different reason why it has to come through tefillah. But the kriyas shofar, the kol shofar itself is really a kol of Dror. Crescent draw. So that's why it's Shalyal Pashat. Good, good. But the shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a kiyum tefillah itself, even if you don't mitzara for the tefillahs. It's a yabava, yom yabava. Yom tshuva. It's a concept of the gavra being mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the raya is the best raya is what the Rav said. Shemei kol tshuva sal meisol brachman. The bracha. So shekiyat hashmeya kol shofar v'yein domalach. So you see that it's a key, that it's a lach of tefillah. Yishamela kol shofar. The kol shofar is a malamed. It's a malamed in Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a Torah Shabbat Peh of the kol shofar. So the Amon Am that aren't into Torah Shabbat Peh, they won't know it. But the Mekanimus for, Bipshitas. But in order to really Mekanimus, apparently Mekanimus on different levels in Shofar. It's not like Lulav. Lulav, it doesn't matter, Talmud Chacham or Namaritz. It's the same mitzvah as Lulav. But in Shofar, apparently it's not the case. Because if the Shofar is a Malamed, Asher Am Yodei Seruah, so not everybody's Yodeh's Ruah. So we kind of miss on a lower level. But if you understand the ideas of the shofar, and it's really Malamed, so there's a Torah Shabbat Peh that's related to the mitzvah shofar. And that means there's a different kiyum shofar.
A unique mitzvah in that sense.
A unique mitzvah in that sense, yeah. Right. It's not just the mice.
The one more the law is like tied to which one of the
law. Right. It makes sense too, because what does they say? Lahalos Zichroneim. Lavim Shabashamayim. So there's a limud there. There's a limud in the shofar. That's really what's Malah Zichronayim Talmud Torah. Without limud, what is that? That's what Asheram Yodei Seruah. That's very nice. That's what we're learning. That there's two things in tefillah. The state of the Odom Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Amid Lefnei Ashrina. So it has to be a Kafuf because of the Yiras HaKavod. Or there's another theme in Tefillah that is always open to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisulo Ven El Kapayim El Kel Bashamayim. So your Kapayim can go towards the Shamayim, meaning that that route is always open. He's always Shamei Tefillah. So that's a metaphysical principle of Tefillah. So the question is, both are true, but the question is, which should predominate in the individual's tefillah? The metaphysical proposition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always open, and you can always reach him. You just have to stretch forth your hands to reach him. And that's the metaphysical principle. Or the principle of how the person should feel, and as he's Omid Lefnei Ashchina, he should feel a kafuf, because of the Yiras HaKavod. So both are true, but the question is which one should be primarily expressed. That's the machlokes. Third way is the tkiyah of Yovel is a tkiyah of Dror, right? And then there's machlokes whether you have a gzera shava or not. Yeah, what's the machlokes?
Well,
Tells you one, if you learn Gzeirah Shevah, it tells you one thing. It's not for the same reason that on Rosh Hashanah it's Kafuf, that it's Kafuf on Yoga. It's not for the same reason. It's Kafuf on Yovel because Yovel has to be tied to Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, there's a reason why it's Kafuf. Okay? So apparently it means that the Yovel, which is a Krusim drawer, must be tied to the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. So how do you tie it? By using the same Maisa. The same Maisa, which means the same Tzura Shofar as Rosh Hashanah. But it's not for the same reason as Rosh Hashanah. Okay? But if you don't learn Gzeirah Shevah, so then you learn that the Tzura Shofar is formed by its own idea, by the idea of Yovel. But they both agree that Yovel is a crossing drawer. Question is there Gzeirah Shevah that ties it to the Malchus? Because the crossing drawer stems from the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to tie it to the Malchus through the same Tzura Shofar. What do we say now? That you don't... It demands its own tzura. It demands its own tzura. The tzkiya is a tzkiya of drawer, and it's in the tzura sashofar has to follow the nature of the tzkiya. Has to follow the nature of the tzkiya. Yes, you're right. That's why I have Malchus Chanas Shofar on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur can always tolerate Malchus Chanas Shofar, like the Rav one time said. But why are you Mechuyev here? Because of the ideas of the Malchus, Achronos, and Shofaros is the basis of a Krusim drawer. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his omniscience and his Gili Shechina. So those ideas are the ideas that endow the person with drawer. So it must be tied to those ideas. But the question is whether the Tzuras HaShofar is Nitfas in that too. Or the Tzuras HaShofar is not Netfas. In other words, the Cheres, the Krusim drawer, stems from the ideas of Malchus, Chronos, and Shofaros. Kili Kol Aretz, Yovel, Shnasa Yovel. So that means, to understand that, you have to have the idea of Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zichronos, his omniscience, and Shofros is Gili Shechina, the Dvar Hashem. So the Yovel, the Krusim drawer, is not just the freedom, but the freedom is based on the true idea of God. So the only machlokes is the tkiya of Yovel, a tkiya which is characterized by derives its character from Yovel, from the Cheres, or it's really tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. It's really tkiyas Rosh Hashanah. That's the question. What type of tkiya does it have to have? Okay? Yeah. So Yovel, for some reason, Pasha is more appropriate. Okay? Why, we couldn't really define precisely why. But it would seem that the Cheres, the Shofar Shel Cheres, the fact that it's Pasha is more indicative of Cheres. Okay. Matter of fact, I mean that's a question that I would raise right away. Is Bachatzotros for Kol Shofar an enhancement of the mitzvahs to Kiyas Chatzotros, or is it a separate kiyum of Bachatzotros for Kol Shofar, real of Melech Hashem? Right, but I think from Rosh Hashanah itself, you can't prove it, because from Rosh Hashanah you could say that since Shofar is a kiyum zikaron, Laviyim Shabashamayim. So the Bachatzotzos V'Kol Shofar enhances the Zikaron. Because that Pasuk, Bachatzotzos V'Kol Shofar, real of Melech Hashem, is really a Pasuk that's talking about the Shvacha Shel Makom in the Bria. That all Bria expresses the Shvacha Shel Makom. Yiram Hayom Malolo, Yalos Sodev V'Chol Sheba, Nahor Simcha Uchof, is a clap. So Yachad Harim Yiraneinu, Nefnei Hashem Kivot, speaking about the ultimate... the ultimate gula. So actually, the there you could say by shofar, which says Lahalo Zechroneim Lavein Shavash Mayim, so you could say the Chetzotzos HaMetzurah Fenarakim in the Mitzvah Shofar. But in what do you call it? In Tainus, you can't say that. Because in Tainus, the Chetzotzos is just Knofya. Just Knofya. The Shofar adds nothing. So why do you have to have Piv Mitzupa Kesef? So the answer is Piv Mitzupa Kesef, because the Tziruf between the Chatzotros and the Shofar. Okay? But it's interesting, but the Gemara says, the Gemara's question is that Maishnach the Kesef, he boys him a coconut, the Kesefu. So what's the first eretz? That in order to be mitzuref to the chatzotra shel knufya, you must have kesef. Kesef is mitzaref, but the kiyum is a separate kiyum. Okay, what's the other pshat? Before you say more.
So
also on Rosh Hashanah, we should use Kesef. The only thing is, you're going to say that because of Tziruf, it's mashmah from the Gemara's first answer, that it would have been gold. So where's the Tziruf? What? First answer.
First answer, no,
first answer is that the reason why it's silver is because of kesef. Because knufia is kesef.
That's the substance.
But otherwise...
Why should be gold?
Saying so far is like this, that really the kiyum b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar lifnei melech Hashem is a separate kiyum b'fnei atzmuso. It's not an enhancement of the kiyum of tainus. Because Rashi says clearly that that for Kenufia on the Mishnah, Shemitzim Achatzos Lo Kenufia Balman in the Chol Kenufia Bachatzotras. So there's no shofar has no sheiches to Kenufia. So shofar is only there because Bachatzotras are called shofar real of name Al Hashem. So if that's the case, so then why does the Gemara say because it should be silver, because of Kenufia. Has no sheiches to Kenufia to shofar. So, moreover, the second teretz in the Gemara is apparently it should be gold. So, if you hold it, it must be mitzuref to it's part of the Kenufia. So, how could Gemara say a second teretz? It would be contradictory. So, what we said is like this: no, it definitely is a separate kiyum of bachatzos hashakol shofar real lifnei melech Hashem. That's for sure. The only thing is that you need kvod shamayim in the mikdash. So you must be mahadir the shofar. So the machlekes says, what is the hidur? One holds the hidur is that it's consistent. It blends in with the chatzotzros. That's the hidur. So since chatzotzros is, chatzotzros is kesef, knufi is kesef, so the hidur of the shofar is that it has a precious metal on it that makes it part of a group, blends in with the chatzotzros. Okay? So it's like one mice of, the mice is related, it's mitzuref to the chatzotzros. But according to the second pshat, the heater is the substance of the gold itself. So then why isn't it gold? So the answer is because the Torah reduced it, should be gold. But the Torah reduced it to teach you the idea that Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamonon Shel Yisrael. Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamonon Shel Yisrael. Now the only question is, according to that teretz, why in the Migdash on Rosh Hashanah do you have Zahav? So the Gemara says, Kavod Yomtov is Adif. Okay, what does that mean? Once you have the Chatzotzos already, you can't refrain from eating the shofar to produce a kiyum of b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar. Since that kiyum is the whole concept of Migdash, and the Kedushas Hashem and Migdash, that the L'Hashem Ha'atzim Aloha, Yerim Hayom Malo, that the whole Bria recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a metaphor. Even Rashi says that the Naharas don't clap. Yeah. Okay, yes.
How did that, the two, when you have Chatzotzos and Kol Shofar, how did that idea, and why the two things of one of Chatzotzos and one of Shofar when they come together? So you're saying the Kiyum is in that idea that the whole Bria is with Kabbalah?
Right.
So you're saying because, like, why is it both, that both things contribute to that? Is that one is like natural and one is man-made? Is that...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe.
Chatzotzos is political. I said it's
Knufya.
It's a political thing. The Shofar is an actual.
Yeah, b'chaseses is a good pshat. B'chaseses is a kol shofar. What they want to say is b'chaseses is a kol shofar is that the kvod shemayim is through with the chatzotzos, which is man-made, and the shofar, which is a natural, which is from the bria. So the bria and man together. That's a good pshat. I'll tell you that there's another aspect to that pshat. That that if it were shofar alone. So then you would think that the it would be like a mystical thing, like you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a natural object. You know what I mean? Say, no, Bachatzotzos, man's creation. And Bachatzotzos alone would have the defect that only man's creation, and it wouldn't have the idea of the Bria. So the Kol Shofar, so the Shofar and the Chatzotzos complement each other. Very good. That's good. That's very good. Okay. So, did we answer the question? What?
Not yet.
Which question?
Before.
Kavod Yom Tov.
Oh, Kavod Yom Tov Aleph. Yeah.
Which one of us
are on? I think the thing is like this, that when you say, when you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chosa on Mamon and Shal Yisrael, so that really brings in two, it's a dialectic. It's two concepts. One concept is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to derive from Migdash. But at the same time, you're taking away the Chibur of Yisroel, Chibur of HaMitzvah, you're not allowing them to bring the gold, which is the Chibur of HaMitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that on, during the week, it's more important to have the idea that Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chasal Mamon HaShal Yisroel. But on Yom Tov, the Kiyum is Lefnei Hashem on Yom Tov, so Chibuv Mitzvah is more important. Lahalo Zichroneim Lavim Sheba Shemayim is more important. Because the Knufya is not Lahalo Zichroneim. It's not Tkiyah Shel Zikaron. Like Rashi says, Lo Tfilo Velo Zikaron, the Knufya. But where it's Lezikaron, so then you want to emphasize the Chibuv Mitzvah. So the fact that they spend the money on the gold is an expression of the Chibur of Mitzvah, and that's a kiyum with Namakon. That's what the Gemara means. It's Adif.
It's also by Tanis, too.
Yeah, no, Kavod Yom Tov, in other words, it means that the Chibur of HaMitzvah, the fact that Klal Yisrael is willing to spend extra because of the Kavod Yom Tov, that's the Chibur of HaMitzvah. That's a kiyum in the... It doesn't necessarily have to be in the shofar. It's the chibuv mitzvahs Yom Tov that's expressed in the fact that Klal Yisrael is mechabed the Yom Tov and goes out of their way and has a chibuv Yom Tov, that's a kiyum in the lifnei Hashem of Yom Tov. So when you say, so you can't have it both ways. In other words, you take away from the chibuv mitzvah, but on Yom Tov you don't want to take away from the chibuv mitzvah. But on during the week, since it's not a special din of Lefnei Hashem, so therefore, on the contrary, the limud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasal mamon shel Yisrael takes precedence. You can only have one or the other. Special schus. Special schus.
Express their mitzvah.
Right. Right. So there's a special kiyum of Kavod Yom Tov b'Migdash. Mashiach came to Gvulin. That's why in a shofar shel Gvulin, there is no mitzvah of, to be mitzaped with zav. Yeah. So we're saying, what does Gemara mean when the Gemara says that the Gemara says lama marach b'shofar, like Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Lachasher chatzotzos paskin tkiyas and nishma kol shofar. The Gemara says, why leidah shemitzvah sigam b'shofar? So what do you mean? It's too late already. He heard the shofar already was mechaven. If it wasn't mechaven to the shofar, the mitzvah, so he's not yetzer. Okay, I mean, according to some, it's shechus kavana, whatever, but it's no good. It's not the right thing to tell him later. But what it means is like this. What it means is what we were saying before, that he shouldn't think that the mitzvah shofar is shofar im chatzotzros, that the chatzotzros participate in the kima mitzvah shofar. Because if that were the case, he wouldn't have shofar alone. So saying mitzvah shofar means only shofar. And b'chatzotzros, a kol shofar is another kima. Is another kima.
But it's not for his
kin. So he's yotze anyways.
Even if he thought it was...
Even if he thought that both chatzotzros and shofar, he still would be yotze, because he just thinks that it's an enhancement. But he'd still be able to... But it would be a mistake. So you have to be modia that the mitzvah sayom is only shofar, and the chatzotzros is a kin, but chatzotzros is called shofar, a real thing, al hashem. Okay? In other words, the mitzvah shofar is yedia. Asher yom yodei suru, yedia. So the yedia should be that he should have a yedia of what he's listening to. And he should know that the mitzvah sayom is shofar alone, and the chatzotzah is not an enhancement of the shofar. Because otherwise he misconstrues the whole idea of shofar. And shofar is we said a shofar is an entity of limud, so you see that yedia in shofar is a kiyum in shofar.
That's why even the mitzvah is done.
Even the mitzvah is done. Right. That's right. In other words, just like the shofar itself as a substance is a vehicle of limud, and the tkiyas also, it also is a vehicle of limud. So the limud is that you marach b'shofar in order to show that mitzvah yom b'shofar, and that the mitzvah shofar is not made up of constituents. There's no... There's no enhancement of the shofar through the chatzotzros. It's not just halacha and shofar, apparently. Apparently it's halacha and the tkiyas, that the person should know what the tkiyah is. Why? I'll tell you why. Because really it's just a second. Because apparently it's the same limud by Tainus as well. That you shouldn't think that the shofar is an enhancement of the chatzotzros. Yeah, so why is it important over there? We should misconstrue the mitzvah's tkiyas chatzotzros. In other words, what would he misconstrue? He would think that the tkiyas chatzotzros is a kiyum of lifnei Hashem, like zikaron, and really it's knuf yabalma. So if he thought that the shofar is mitzuruf, shofar is a kiyum of lahala zikroneim. So therefore, if he thought the shofar is mitzuruf to the chatzotzros, he'd think the whole thing is a kiyum of zikaron lifnei Hashem, when really it's just a kiyum of knufya. So apparently it's important that the tzibur should know what the kol is. Because the kol is for the tzibur. Kol is for the tzibur. If the tzibur thinks it's a kiyum zikaron, then misconstrue the whole idea of chatzotzros. So then they're forfeiting the idea in terms of the ma'aseh tkiyah. Well, over there, if he does a ma'aseh which is knufya alone, and he thinks it's a ma'aseh tefillah, that's no good.
Is that a separate thing, or is it the same?
In Asher goes on both, that the people are people that they distinguish between one true and another. True as chatzotzros, true as shofar. They know how to distinguish and they understand the difference. That's just good. In other words, the tzibur, when you have the tzkiyas, the truest, so it requires a das to know what those truests are. Is it a knufya balma? Is it a lalo zichroneim? So that's a kiyum in the klal. That's a kiyum in the klal Yisrael.
It makes a lot of sense because that's, I mean, it's really
you have a mitzvah and everything, but it's also the idea that you have to
right.
understand that this is the mitzvah as well.
Right, 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 correct. If they think it's lahalos zechunam and it's not, that's a chasarn. That's a chasarn in the gathering.
No, wasn't there
no
question based on
that? No, but it's, you don't have to say that that's true. And on the contrary, that Hashem Yodesua means they know that the shofar is only lahalos zechunam only now. So they know when you blow the shofar on a tinus, it's not. It's a different thing altogether. So they distinguish between one shul and another shul.
You're splitting
the shuls. Right.
That's part of the kima b'hal zechunayim, to know that it's specifically Bar Rosh Hashanah. The only way to know that is to know what it is by the other places.
And the other places is by chatzotzos v'kol shofar. Because over there, the true is really a true chatzotzos, which is kinof yabalma. So they distinguish between the truas. They distinguish. And the distinction, of course, with that, the distinction from Tainus carries over to Rosh Hashanah, because that's what they're distinguishing between. That this is not Lahalos and this is Lahalos. This is Kenufia, this is true Zikaron. So they know how to distinguish. Not just that they know one, and they don't know, and the other ones they don't know.
That would not be distinguishing.
They have to have all of them in order to have a distinction. And it's interesting, it says, Hashem Yodei Srua, it doesn't say Shofar.
Right.
Hashem Yodei Srua. So Srua means Chua, because Chatzotzos is also Chua. Bariosim Chatzotzos. No, in other words, it's important that they should know what every Chua is when they hear Chuas, because that's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. But on Rosh Hashanah, it has a special significance that it's Hashem Yodei Srua, because that's the schus that you're bringing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it's Yom Adin. But the Yodei Srua has to be even on the Tainus. That they're a nation, that they distinguish between the sounds. They know whether it's a Kenufia, whether it's Bechatzas Zekal Shofar, Reel of Nam Elach Hashem, or whether it's Zichron Trua. They distinguish between them. That's the Kedusha. There's no such thing in the other Umos Olam. It's just a functional sound. But Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Srua and Klal Yisrael, each sound has a different concept. So it's true, it's a mechanical sound, but the mechanical sound, the Klal knows the ideas of the mechanical sound. So that's a special schus of Yisrael, Ashrei Ha'om. That's only by Klal Yisrael. In other words, you wouldn't have the same sounds that are differentiated by ideas that you don't have. You have the sounds that are differentiated by the sound, or the timing, but you should have the same sounds and they should be differentiated by ideas. That's only Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Srua. That's only Klal Yisrael. Let's do one question. The Tkiyas by the Kabbanis is Chatzotzros. Why don't I say over there by Chatzotzros Kol Shofar Reel Lefnei Melech Hashem? Why is it only Chatzotzros there? Alright, think about it. Yeah, so the Mishnah, Rashi in Sukkah Nun Gilman, based on the Mishnah, has that the Tkiyas ala Karbonos was really only Bachatzotzros. The Tokim HaKohanim Bachatzotzros Mishtach V'Mom. So, and the Rambam also has. Where does Rambam have it in Klei HaMikdash?
Right. And in Tfilin, he talks about.
And he mentions only Chatzotzros.
In the first case, he mentioned Shir, which was Chatzotzros with all the other instruments, Kino and Gabal and all those things. In the other case, he mentions
Chatzotzros
and
Udim B'Shir. Like Rashi. Okay.
If it's me, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it must be something which is stems from the Min. And if it's me, this HaAdam, however, it's just a simon that he should be kofef himself. So you don't need an immutable remez. But if it's me, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisul HaVavein El Kapayim El Kiel B'Shamayim, So then you need an immutable remez, and it must be not just straight, that it happens to be straight, but it must be the min that's straight. That's Rashi Shita. Okay? But we mentioned this for the last time, am I right?
You mentioned that on Shabbos, yeah.
No, I didn't mention it in, during the week?
No.
Oh, we didn't go through the Machlokas Rashi Nar?
No.
Yeah. Then why is it that by the Kabbalists they don't blow shofaros, they just blow chatzotros? So the answer that I was thinking of is like this, that b'chatzotros v'kol shofar rilifnei melech Hashem is a kiyum in kvod shemayim. Hashem oratz meloa yirem hayom meloa. And Arasim Cholchof, it's the whole Bria recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's only when the Tkiya is a Tkiya B'Fnei Atzmusa. Okay, a Tkiya is a Koran, or B'Fnei Atzmusa. But the Chatzotros on the carbon is a Kiyum in the carbon. So if it's a Kiyum in the carbon, so then there's no Tziruf of Shofar. Because shofar is the b'chatzos of kol shofar real of Ne'am Melech Hashem is an essential tkiya. But if the tkiya is a tkiya shel kiyum, so then it can't merge with a tkiya which is essential to create the b'chatzos of kol shofar. It has to be a tkiya which is essential. So tkiya shofar is essential. And tkiya chatzotros, which is kenufia, we'll get back to a little bit, is also an essential tkiya. Okay? So an essential tkiya could join with another essential tkiya to create the kiyum of b'chatzotros v'kol shofar real of Ne'am Melech Hashem. But if it's not an essential tkiya, it's a tkiya which is a kiyum in the chefter shokin, in the chalos din korban, so then you can't be mitzaref it with the other component to create b'chatzotros v'kol shofar real of Ne'am Melech Hashem. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because you have to remind me. A lot of times I'm not too brief, they tell me, for the tape. All right, so let's start the Tesis Yel Yal Pashut. Instead of going into the Ramban, since on Shabbos we went here, we're here already. Let's do this.
Ready?
Yes.
So what is the key of men in karma? In other words, how does the... How does it combine? How does it synthesize with the
carbon,
the
kiyum
shofar?
The shofar over there, we're not going to do the sugya now, but the shofar over there is a shofar that's a la carbonus. It's a kiyum in the carbon. How? I don't know how. I mean, we're not in the sugya there, but it's a kiyum in carbon. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is...
No,
it's a Kim and Seder Kabbalah.
Okay. I was looking for more than that.
Okay. Yeah, Rashi, Rashi's on the Nun Gil on the Bays. Kishayo Menaschin es Nisrei HaTamid Alvin Omrin Bashir Ushlosha Prakam Hayu Bashir Shayo Mafsikim Bo Vatokim Akonim Bachatzotros Umishnach V'Mo'am. So it was part of the Shir. And the shear is a kiyum in the carbon. So it was a separate thing. Teisha l'tamid shel shachar. It's part of Seder Avoda. But shofar is not part of Seder Avoda. Shofar is, it's part of Seder Avoda, like, and those tkiyus in the Perek HaChalil are part of Seder Avoda. It's part of Seder Avoda. So then there's no kiyum of being mitzarefet with another entity to create the b'chatzotros v'kol shofar. But if it's a tkiya b'fnei atzmusa, like tkiyas chatzotros v'knufya, or tkiyas shofar v'zikaron, so then there's a kiyum of being mitzaref the other unit to create b'chatzotros v'kol shofar real b'fnei melech Hashem. Okay, but over there, you look in Perek HaChalil, it's what do you call it? It's all part of Seder Avoda there.
That's Rabbi?
Yes.
Why is that the case that has to be an entity Knas Musa in order for you to be Mitzarich?
Because it's not a free entity. It's a Kiyum and something else.
So they can't also predict up Kod Shamayim?
No. Because it's not, there's no tzira for it. It's a kiyum and something else. It's an accident and something else. It has to be an essential tzkiyah. A chatzotzos v'kol shofar is, the kvod shemayim is only where it's an essential tzkiyah. You have two essential tzkiyahs of a chatzotzos v'kol shofar. But if one is a kiyum, there's no tzira. It's an accidental feature. It's not an essential thing. An accidental feature is not, you can't mitzvah to Kvod Shemayim.
No shaisis.
What?
There's no shaisis to the...
Yeah, it's not a free agent to merge with something else. I have no shaisis. It has a special... It's an accident and something else. It's an accidental feature. All right, so let's do Shaliyah Pasha. Let's start the Taisa. Spears for countries.
Spears for countries. Chaya. Shekain Shma. The Koranos or Ashtanba.
Apparently, it's a mountain goat. Ashtan is stone. So it's a mountain goat. Uba'aruch Pirish.
Uba'aruch Pirish. He Kaspa Nikeba. The Karen Hakaspa Ruggy Lihios Pasha.
Okay, Rashi seems to also hold that fact. I don't think they're arguing the facts, because Rashi on the Mishnah Bishel Zacharim, he says Elam, Shestamon Kafufin. Schorim Elam. So apparently he holds that the Nikevos are not Pasha. I mean, it's mashma like that. Because why say Bishel Zachar? So Rashi doesn't argue on the facts of the Aruch. So why didn't Rashi go with the Aruch and say that it's as long as always, that it could be a Kaspa Nekeva? So you'll say, because of the Lashon of Shel Yal, because Kepir Shukunches Nira, the Yal Chaya, the Chsiv Harma Gvarm Layelim, Vaka Vadishom, Tagamina, the Yal of Aroma. Mitzvah B'Shel Yal Pashat, Kedemashm of the Gemara, the Kamel of the Pashat Tvei, Odef, Mishim Nisal of Enel Kapayim. So Rashi simply could say it's a matter of, Rashi was a Baal Dikduk, and the Baal Lashon, and he simply says Shel Yal because that's what it means. But the question would be, then you'd have to carry the question further, according to Rashi. Why does it have to be Shel Yal Dafka? Why can't it be even Shel Kazba? As long as it's Pashit, it exemplifies Nisul of El Kapayim or Kel Bashamayim. Why does it have to be Shel Yal Dafka? So for that, we wanted to answer that since it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisul Aveinu El Kapayim El Kel Bashamayim reflects the idea that we just have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raise our hands in tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shamea. So if it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough that it happens accidentally to be straight, but it must be the min that's straight. So that's why it's Elam. Masha'ina came by the mandama that holds Kfufin. That was Aaron Zimmer's question. Why does the mandama that holds Kfufin hold that it doesn't have to be a min kafuf? It's enough that it's charam. Because since that's midas ha'odom, so in terms of midas ha'odom, all we need is a remez that the odom should be machniya himself. But insofar as the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be something immutable. So it can't be something that it just happens to be straight because the nekevas are straight most of the time. But it must be a min that projects immutability of the straightness. Okay? So at any rate, it's Machlekes Rashi and the Aruch, whether you need the Yao or whether you need the, or whether you just need straight. Okay? So Taisa says, Amiyu, go ahead. Okay, so it doesn't matter really. Halacha l'maisa. Because there would be a difference to halacha. Okay. Go ahead.
The Amar Rosh Hashanah b'shel zecharim kufin. The Hainu shel ayel.
Because he says that's Rabbi Yehuda over here on the Gemara. Ha'uda ha'uda m'ki ha'itana. The sign Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rosh Hashanah yitakum shel zecharim kufin. Okay.
Rabbi Levi Kleith Vasei B'Gemara. The Amar, Mitzvah Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim B'Kufin. The Pasavar, Kamed the Kleith Inish Tvei Adif. Mishum V'Hayu Einai V'Li B'Sham.
Course of Kavar Ashrina. Okay.
To the Amar Rabbi Abahu B'Parak Tama.
So it goes like Levi, Pasuk like Levi.
Alright,
so that's a big problem. Gemara and after Zion. That Rabbi Avo says, Lama Tokin B'Shofar Shal Ayel, so Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Tikul Lefanai B'Shofar Shal Ayel, Kedei She'ezkor Lechem Akedes Yitzchak. So if that's the case, so what do you do with the, what about the Tanna that says Kol Shofar is Ksherim? Chutz Mishel Par. And Rabbi Yossi holds even Shel Par. And the Tanna comment of Mishnah holds Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yal Pashut. So according to Rashi, certainly Shel Yal Pashut is not going to work because it's not going to be Maske the Ayakeda. It's not Ayel. Yao. Yoel, Yao. So how could Rabbi Avo have access to Dvar Hashem, that the Tanoim don't have? That's a big problem. So the one that picks up the problem is the Ritva, fortunately. Ritva and Daf Tezayin. Anam Rabbi Avo. Okay, so have you got it there?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't got it here.
Okay. Should I
read it? Yeah.
Okay. Anam Rabbi Avo. Perish. Lav l'memra shehei chova l'tkoa b'shofar shal ayil. Tehatnan kol ha'shofros k'shirin k'shehu shofar ha'cholul u'shmo shofar. Laukei shall para, shenikra keren. Uki the ba'inan lemeimer kaman beduchta. Ulemitzvah min amuvchar ba'inan shofar kafa. Dekama dekayef inish libe tvei malid. Bein shehu shall ayel o shall davar acher. Mimin shofar. Ella lufi shenagu kol Yisrael litkoa b'shofar shall ayel. Kavi Rabbi Avahu me'achas shekol shofar kafuf sagi v'afilu l'mitzvah min ha'mukhar mifnei ma'anohagu l'tkoa b'shofar shal ayel.
Okay, so what is he saying up to this point? So he's, what did he do? What did he do up to this point? Just the pshat.
So he's saying that really any shofar is kasher me'ikar haden. And
right, but what did he do to the memra?
As I said, it's just a nihug of Kol Yisrael.
In other words, you took out Lama Tokim B'Shofar Shalayo is not Lama Anu Mechuyovim Lusko B'Shofar Shalayo. Because then you're going to have a problem with the Mishnah.
Right.
But Lama Nogu Yisrael Lusko B'Shofar Shalayo. So it's a different type of kasha already.
Right.
It's a different type of question.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does he say? So what's the Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the question is, what kind of a minig is this? Where did the minig come from?
Right. V'hod mahadrinan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af al-gav te'eno ela minhag, Mikom makom, Harei hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham, Shekol zman shemachzikin bedrachav, Ba'osin ha-mitzvah b'chiva, Sheyizkor lahem akidaso, Shenemar behar Hashem yira'eh, U'mishum hachi efshar lomar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku lefonai b'shofar shal ayel, Sha'atem mechabibin mitzvah zo, Zecher la'keras Yitzchak. V'holchem midrachov, Ma'ala ani aleichem ki'ilu amarti lachem la'kod atzmechem lefonai ba'asisem. Mipimori.
Ki'ilu amarti, what's the last lesson
there? Ki'ilu amarti lachem la'kod atzmechem lefonai ba'asisem.
It's an interesting thing, you know, now that I hear the Ritva, it's an interesting, well, what's interesting about the Ritva? I mean, take a look at the Gemara Daf Tezayin.
So just to remember the Akedah.
Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Lama Tokin Bishofar Shal Ayel, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefanai Bishofar Shal Ayel, Kadesha Ezkor Lechem Akedes Yitzchak Ben Abraham. Umaala Ani Alechem Ki'ilu Akartam Atzmechem Lefanai.
Is there a difference between the Gemara and between the Ritva?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the difference?
The Ritva adds, it's as if I told you to do it and you did it.
Right. So what does it mean? What's the difference?
It's following the tzivoy of Hashem.
In other words, the Akedas Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Lazar Brachman Tiskar, what does it mean? Does it mean Yitzchak's sacrifice that it said that he went? Or does it mean Avraham Avinu's? So Pashtus from the Lashon of the Tefillah, it's on Avraham Avinu, it's not on Yitzchak. Right? Because so it's on his accomplishment. It's not on the fact that Yitzchak was willing to give his life. Not the Akedah. Others learn Akedah Yitzchak means that the fact that Yitzchak was Moshe Nefesh. But the Ritva is not learning that way. The Ritva is learning like the Rambam learns.
Right.
Because it means the Akedah that Avraham Avinu did follow the command. So how does he fit it in? That's why it says, Kilo Amarti Lacham. Right? What's his lesson?
Kilo Amarti Lacham La'akod Atzmechem Lefonai Ba'asisam.
Right. In other words, as if you would have carried out the mitzvah on yourself. Just like Avraham Avinu was just as hard for him to carry it out on Yitzchak as it would be on himself, so too, it's Ki'ilu Amarti Lachem and Yumakai in the Mitzvah. But it goes on the Poel, on Avraham Avinu. And we're in place of Avraham Avinu. Not on the Nekad. Not on Albena Nekad Yashbis Medainenu. It's not on the Bena Nekad, it's on the Av. That's the way the Ritva learns.
It makes sense with the way he's explaining the whole Kiyam also, because he's saying the Kiyam is really in the derech of the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right.
It's because you went in Darko Shel Avraham.
Right, you went in Darko Shel Avraham Avinu.
In terms
That's
of, right, because you're doing it with Chibov, right? Just like he did that. Just like he did...
Read that part again, the Chibov part.
He says, V'ademahadrinon amar kodesh baruch hu, afogav de'eno elamino, mikol makom harev tiyach kodesh baruch hu la'avram shekozman shemachzikim bidrachav ve'osin ha-mitzvah b'chiba sheyizkor lahem akedaso shenemar behar Hashem yira'eh. U'mishum hachi efshar lomar amar kodesh baruch hu tiku lefone b'shofar shel ayel she'atem mechabevin mitzvah zu zecher la'akedas Yitzchak v'holchem bidrachav ma'ala ani aleichem ki'ilu amarti lechem la'akod atzmechem lefonai v'asiso.
Right. Right. In other words, you machabev the mitzvah.
Right.
So the machabev the mitzvah of the akedah. So the minig was, so that's why the minig was, so what's his answer now? Well, the answer is that that's why the minig was to do what?
To do ayah.
To do ayah. Why? To show that you machabev
the mitzvah shofar?
See, it would seem to me that it's not mitzvah shofar. It seems to me that you machabev the mitzvah. Mechabev the mitzvah shofar in the way that you want it to, the zakaran to be
right.
Through the akedah, through the derech of Avraham Avinu.
Right.
In other words, what you're doing is you mechabev the mitzvah, that the mitzvah should be done in the derech of Avraham Avinu.
Right.
So that's why the, that's why the machzer after shofars, which are from the shofar shol ayil. That's why the machzer after shol ayil.
Rebbe?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. I mean, when we did it superficially, there's a little more here. Yeah. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
No, I just had a question. Why not the Bezecha Shel Yitzchak? I mean, he was not an active participant.
Well, according to the Rambam says that he was about 11 years old. So the Rambam says that it wasn't such a big thing for him because he was a kid. And the Rambam says if it was such a big thing for him, it would have been greater than Avraham Avinu.
Right.
Because he'd be Moshe himself.
Right.
So the Rambam rejects that whole shot.
Mm-hmm.
But other Rishonim hold from it, because they say it was 37.
Right.
So then it would mean that he was really Moshe Nefesh.
I guess the Ritva holds like the Rambam.
The Ritva is, well, the Ritva, I don't know how he holds ultimately, but he's definitely learning over here, because the Bracha and the Tefillah is V'chavash Rachmav Lassos Ritzon Chol Lev of Sholem. How can Yichvashu Rachmachas Kaschom Eleno?
Right.
You go,
so must have the bracha is reflective like the Rambam's
shot. The bracha is reflective like the Rambam.
Right.
Right.
That's going on. It's going on the derech of us. So how does he? So let's be a little bit more specific here. How does he tie in? What does he mean by the chibuv? Does he mean the chibuv of the akedah of the derech of Avram, or the chibuv of the mitzvah shofar?
Because it's funny because he does say.
It's like it's a little bit ambiguous there.
Right. He says Shatam Mechavim Mitzvah Zu Zeichel Akeres Yitzchak. But then he also goes says Beholchim Bidrachav.
Right.
So if you're just being like if it's Chibov of the Akedah, that's not really Holchim Bidrachav.
Right.
It seems like that the philosophy, the you know, the whole understanding of the whole mitzvah is and everything that's tied to it, all the philosophy, is you know you're attaching, you're doing the mitzvah with all its bishlei musa, with all its components, and that's the chibuv, and that's as Avraham, when Avraham did his sivoy, he was like there was a chibuv to do it, you know.
So if I do a lulav with chibuv, I'm also doing it. I'm also avekim.
Well, it does say mitzvah zu.
It does say what? Mitzvah zu.
Yeah.
Which is mitzvah shofar, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, so what do you see here? Well, the question is, why is it that you maskir the akedah altogether? Why do you maskir the akedah altogether? What's the akedah have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is because it's the shofar is lahalos zichronayim shel Yisrael avim shabashamayim, and you can't be maskir zichronayim shel Yisrael avim shabashamayim unless you show not asiyas hamitzvah, but the derech of asiyas hamitzvah, and the derech is the derech from Avraham Avinu.
Right.
So there's a special kiyum in shofar of recognizing that we won't be successful with Kadosh Baruch Hu unless we remember the derech of Avraham Avinu, not just to do the mitzvah. A person can do the mitzvah mechanically, did a mitzvah for a lot of reasons. You could have some crazy reasons. But if the only way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the mitzvah is if it's done in the proper way. What's the proper way? That's the derech of Avraham Avinu. That's why the Akedah is there. That's why Akedah Yitzchak was Avraham and Tzitzkar, Baruch Tov Hashem Zocher Bris. That's Zichronos. And it's an interesting thing that in the Zichronos, that's where the Akedah has to be. Because that's really the essential Halo Zichronayim. That's in Zichronos. So, Ata Zocher. So, in the Zichronos, you must emphasize that in our system, it's not simply a mechanical Asiyas HaMitzvahs, but it's the Derech Asiyas HaMitzvahs. If the Derech is right, then it's good. And if Derech's not right, then it doesn't have any value. So, you masker Akedas Yitzchak to show that we embrace the Derech of Avraham Avinu. That's what the Ritva is saying. And that's the Ritva. I didn't see fully the Ritva, the expanse of the Ritva, until now. Because it was very unclear what he's talking about. Is he talking about the Akedah? Is he talking about the Mitzvah Shofar? But he really is talking about Mitzvah Shofar. But Mitzvah Shofar is L'Hal Zichroneim. And L'Hal Zichroneim demands not just that you want to do the Mitzvah, the Shem Mitzvah, but that you do it with the right derech and the right approach of Avraham Avinu.
Right.
So therefore, yeah, so where does that leave us? So therefore he says, that that's why the minig Yisrael was to be Tokei B'Shalayel. Why Tokei B'Shalayel? In order to remind us that when you do the tzkiyas, if you weren't the Kevah Shalal, you'll be Yotza anyways. And it would be Maskir, it would be Lezecha Arkade anyways, because you still say the same tefillah. But the only thing is that the reason why Klal Yisrael is no egg to use Shalayo was to give more reinforcement and to give a greater reminder to the Osa HaMitzvah that he has to do mitzvahs Kederach Avraham Avinu. And so it's not halacha intrinsic in the chefter shel shofar. It's halacha in the gavra, in the maisa gavra, in the maisa kiyum of the gavra. That's the minig. Now, what allows the gavra to do that? So what allows the gavra to use the shofar for that purpose? So for that, we could use what we said last week, namely that the shofar is a chefter shel limud. It's part of the maisa mitzvah. Right. So therefore, it's not extraneous to add to the mitzvah is supposed to influence us, the maisa mitzvah. So if it has a remez of shofar, which is merames us, it's perfectly all right to use it to bring us to that idea, to be mezaris us to that idea.
Ready?
So that's how he answers it. Okay? Yes.
Why is he bringing the pasuk of Behar Hashem Yireh?
That's a good question. I never really... what's the lesson again over there?
It says, V'hadimah hadrinon amar Kadosh Baruch Hu afagav de'ino el minhag mikol makom harei hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham shekol zman shemachzikim bedrachav ve'osin ha'mitzvah b'chiba shizkor lahem akidaso shenamar Behar Hashem Yireh.
How is he learning Bar Hashem Yireh? Asher Yomer Hayom, Bar Hashem Yireh.
Isn't there also a question about what does it mean that it's Hatocha to Avram?
Asher Yomer Hayom. What's the pasuk? You got. Yeah, but I understand. Any mitzvah that you do is the right derech. That's the whole kiyum mitzvah.
But there wouldn't be
hazkar. But over here, you do it in shofar, because that's the vehicle of l'halo zichronein l'avi and shorash v'mayim. That we accept mitzvahs in the derech of Avram.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Philosophically, the remez works very well with your ideas of shofar, because the derech shel Avram is kibul ritzon amakom, the derech chiba, right?
Right.
And the kol shofar is really the reflection that it's an olam shelayinu shelo. It's the eternal cry of man that it's the olam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our response is the kibul ritzon amakom.
Right.
That's the limud, the philosophical concept.
That's good. Avram. That's good. That's good.
That's for sure, for more than any other mitzvah.
Vayikra, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Ad Hashem Yira Asher Yemer Hayom Bahar Ad Hashem Yira. So the question is,
ready?
Yeah.
You say because it's really referring to the future.
It's referring to the future.
So that's the only way that there would be the ultimate Gilui Shechina, if we're Machzik Bidrachov. That's the limud. It's, you know.
Right. In other words, that Hashem Yira means he set the standard.
Right.
Hashem Yira. Because it is Hashem Yira. And Asher Yemer Hayom Baharat Hashem Yira. So is the Kiyum. That's the Kiyum of the of Avraham Avinu's Tefillah. At Hashem Yira. It's very a little bit vague still. He says that calls months Hashem Achzikin Bedrachov.
The Osin Hamitzvah Bechiba.
Yeah.
She used Kolahem Akidaso. Shenamar Behara Shemira.
She used Kolahem Akidaso.
So it's interesting because she used to have akedah. So doesn't sound like that part of the akedah is really is a limit for us.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
I mean, you know, obviously it had some. It was good for him as well, but
right.
But there's an element of it that is a limit for Bnei Yisrael that they should be machzik bedracha, like that. This is the way it should be, you know.
So how does he learn Baruch Hashem Yira? I guess he learns that Asher Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yira means that when anyone is Machzik Bedrach Shel Avraham Avinu, so Hashem Yira means Hashem will see, so to speak, consider it as if he himself did the Akedah. Shem Ayom means after Avram.
You already see Rashi on the puzzle?
No.
It says Rashi,
read it? Yeah.
Hayom. So first here it says, well, it says Hayom means Hayom Yom HaSidim.
Great.
No, like when the Torah says, Alayom HaZeh B'Shem Chol Mikra. Like it means like, you know, the later years.
Right.
And he says, I think he starts off with Hashem Yira. He says, Hashem Yira Akeda Zo. Lislach Lisrael B'chol Shana La'atzilam in HaPoranos. Kidei She'yemar Hayom HaZeh B'chol HaDoros HaPoem B'har Hashem Yira. Faro Shal Yitzchak Tzavur V'omeg L'chaparan.
Right, that's a little different, right? Now,
read the next one, Hashem Yira. There's another Rashi. He says Hashem
Yira
is the name.
He's learning Hashem Yira. Bahar Hashem Yira means that the Afro Shel Yitzchak is always there in front of him. But the Ritva is learning that what's there in front of him is the Ake. That's what maybe that's what he means. That whenever a person is whenever a person follows the Derech Avram, Hashem Yira, that whenever Hashem sees that a person follows the Derech Avram, so it's Bahar Hashem Yira. It's as if he did the Akeda. The Kosafer Shel Yitzchak will be is seen there. So if Afro Shel Yitzchak is seen there, that means that he did the Akeda. All right, it's a little bit.
The other Rashi says Hashem Yirah, V'Yirolo Es Hamakom Hazeh, because that was the name of the place Hashem Yirah. V'Yirolo Hamakom Hazeh Lahashrof Bo Shinaso Lahakrof Kan Kabranos, because it was
right.
Hamakom Hamigdash. So that's what it
means. That's the plan shot.
No, so that's what it means. It means that if someone follows Avraham Avinu, it'll effectuate kapara, just like the Akedah. This was the makam for kabanos.
Right.
Kabanos, to effectuate kapara.
Yeah, that's right. That he set up the makam for kabanos. Asher yamar yam b'har Hashem Yirah means that it was eventually on Har Maria.
Right, but that's how you effectuate kapara in this makam.
Right. It comes out that it was... It comes out that he was mispalel that this makam should be the makam of the mikdash.
Yeah. And that's separate from the Ravana. It's like a separate idea.
Yeah, separate idea. But that's the problem with that idea, because the problem is that was before the time that the mikdash was established in that spot. So, and Dvarim, it says, it always says, "Amakom Hashayivchar." So, what do you do with the pasuk of Bahar Hashem Yirah? Hashem Yomer Yom Bahar Hashem Yirah. It's going to be a problem. Because if they understood the pasuk, so you can't say, "Amakom Hashayivchar." Do you know what I mean? So the Ritva is not learning that way. He's learning Bahar Hashem Yirah. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nearer HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he himself was Makriv. That Hashem Yirah, Hashem should see this deed, and Asher Yemer Yom Bahar Hashem Yirah means anybody else that does it, it's nearer HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he did it. But according to Rashi, as Rashi learned, Rashi knows Kabbonis. And why does Lana show you Mary Yom Bar Hashem Yirah?
Does she Yomru be Mea Doros Ola Behar Zeh Yirah Akash Baruch Hu La'asim?
Yirah Akash Baruch Hu?
Yirah Akash Baruch Hu La'am. And then later he brings the message about that, you know, he remembers it every year in the future.
He remembers it what?
Then afterwards, like later in Rashi, he brings the other chapter, the Medrash, about how he remembers it. He remembers the Akedah every year. It sounds like he's saying different.
Being Afra Shel
Yitzchak. Yeah, it's not a different
chapter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Ritva is learning. I guess the Ritva is trying to avoid that problem. Because otherwise, it can't be Makom Hashivcha. I knew already. Unless you say it's part of his tefillah. Asher Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yirah, it means that that's what he was mispalel for. Hashem Yirah, Asher Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yirah, Hayom means whenever they read it, which is later. So he was mispalel that Hashem Yirah, what went on here, and it should be that whenever they, whenever anybody reads this pasuk, it should be Bahar Hashem Yirah. So he was mispal for that, but maybe it doesn't mean that it was a definite haftacha, because that was later. That was b'makom Hashayivcha.
And Rashi himself here says, Hashem Yichar v'yir l'samaka.
Aha. So it was a tefila. That's how Rashi avoids the problem. Because otherwise you're going to say that's the pshat in the pasuk. So then how come they didn't know where it was going to be? Okay, good. Somebody take it.
Yehu nira delo pligi el l'chachila. Aval kuhu moda diyotze b'diavad bein b'shel ayel bein b'shel yael. Kedi sani resha. Kol ha-shofros k'sherim kutz m'shel paro. V'hecha delo matzah shel ayel. V'hecha delo matzah shel ayel yotze b'shel rachel o b'sirizim.
That's what Moshe Shalom learned, right? Because otherwise you can't reconcile the Mishnah Kol HaShofar Kasher. So yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi, is he learning that Rabbi Avohu is also mitzvah minimum of
Kfar? Rabbi Avohu,
yeah, to use an aisle,
is mitzvah minimum of Kfar. He's got to learn that way.
Right.
Of course, he's going on the Mishnah Kol HaShofar Kasher. Okay, go ahead.
Teda del mitzvah pligi. Dehar Rabbi Levi mitzvah kamar.
It is Lashon. Mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Ve'od atu pashat v'kafuf k'siv v'kra. Taviru shofar k'siv v'yovel. V'yalfina in Rosh Hashanah minei. V'kiven t'kuhu ikru shofar chutz mishapara lama lo yetek.
Yeah, lama lo yetek, yeah. So what's this question? What's this raya? I mean, it's a raya though, because it doesn't say pashut and kafa from the Kra, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Tosha Balpeh.
Right.
Achim l'kul l'kru shofar, chus m'shal par, l'ma lo yetze. But the point is that if you're going to say that it's halacha mi tarsh balpeh, so then that's not kasha. So what's his raya? I think what he means is like this: that there's two ways to understand the kafuf. One way is that kafuf is a superated kiyum, and the other way is that kafuf is part of the substance of the mitzvah itself.
Right.
So if you're going to say you're not yotze, you have to say it's part of the substance of the mitzvah itself. So then the pasuk can't just say shofar, because it's a misimplication. Is that as long as it's a shofar, that the shofar is the substance of the mitzvah. If kofuf is part of the substance, the pasuk has to use a different term. Can't omit the can't use a term that's misleading. That shofar is enough, as long as there's a shem shofar, because the substance of the mitzvah is not. You can't mention half the substance of the mitzvah. But if you say that it's superadded, so then the Torah can say shofar, because it doesn't have to mention that thing which is superadded, the superadded kiyum. But if you're going to say that kafuf is not a superadded kiyum, but kafuf is really a substantial component of the shofar, it's part of the identity of the shofar itself, and if you don't have it, you're lacking in shofar. So then the pasuk is not correct. Pasuk can't say that Tavir Shofar B'chol Ha'atzchan, because the implication is that that's all you need, that that's the substance. So from the pasuk is mashma that the substance is really shofar, and kofof and pashut. This is not a question of the substance of the mitzvah. It's a question of the mitzvah menamufcha. It's a kiyum. That's what I think Taisus means. Let's take a look at the lashon.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So you're saying that Torah shel Bal Peh can never controvert the simple implication of Torah Shel Tzad, basically.
Right. It could add something.
It can embellish it, right, but it can't contribute.
In other words, was I Mekayim Tavir Shofar B'chol Atzchem? If I was Mekayim Tavir Shofar, so then you can't tell me I'm not Yotze because it's not a Kofof.
Right.
If Kofof is a part of the essence of the thing.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. If it's not part of the essence, so then you understand why the Torah doesn't mention. Then it's Tosh about that, but... You can't have, in other words, according to Taisus here, if it's kofof, it's like, if kofof is part of the mitzvah itself, it's like a different min.
Right, it's not a shame shofar. You need a shofar kofof, whatever it would be, right?
Right.
A different shame.
You need to say shofar kofof.
Right, would that be true of every like halacha that's l'kufa, or only because kofof is like a different, lends itself to being like a different min of shofar? Any time you have a halacha and a mitzvah which is l'kufa, would that be part of the Bill Reich's expression?
No, or...
Or is it that, like, specifically over here, because, kafir versus pashut, you can specifically, in this case, bring into the idea of the min of the shofar, whereas not every halacha necessarily we look to say is part of, like, the essential, structure of the chetza.
Yeah, it's mistaver, it's only over here. Because you have the essential structure of the shofar. But there could be many things that are ma'akev that are not mentioned in the Krah. Now you can have Tosh about that. But where it's a min, and it's telling you the substance, it can't tell you half of the substance. In other words, it's not a shofar, it's a shofar kofof. Shofar is not really the chefza. It must be kofof.
Right.
Well,
I'm just thinking of, like, for example, today on Arneabah. Which isn't like you don't get explicit in the Torah, which expresses that. You don't have to say that's part of the min of lulav per se. That's a secondary facet. That's true. It's ma'akev, but it's not part of the essential structure.
What's that?
Like, I was just thinking of k'day l'ameyav, like the shear.
Oh, the shear. Yeah, well, shear is Allahu Mash Mesina.
I have a good example. I'm just imagining that you have cases like that.
Well, you have cases cut on different conditions of the chetzah.
Right.
But
I think you really say is in the krava, no? Because you say it's not the chetzah anymore. It's not a lulav anymore.
Right. If it's not a lulav anymore, then what do you mean? If it's not, in which case would it not be a lulav?
Like if it's cut, you could say it's not really a lulav
anymore. Right. It's not hadar. That's an apostle. But that's what Taisa seems to be saying over here. That the kivan the kulu ikri shofar, hus mishal para lama lo yetze. In other words, he's mekayim tavir shofar b'chol atzachan. And there's no way, if you're going to say that the substance of the mitzvah has to be just as much as it has to be a shofar, it has to be a kufuf, so then the pasuk is incorrect. Because if kuf is part of the substance, so it must be mentioned just as much as shofar. And since it's not mentioned, the implication is that with shofar alone, you yotze. And that would be a misrepresentation of the mitzvah. That's what I think Taisus is saying. If it's part of the substance, then shofar is the wrong term.
Right.
Yeah, the Torah would have to invent a different term. Shofar, kofof, whatever. But it will be the wrong term. Yeah, it's interesting because Taisus is chazer and all these things. But at this point, he holds that it's a solid raya. All right. Let's see further.
The Olim Mashma, the Purtzah the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi b'fnei Atzman, the Purtzah the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda b'fnei Atzman. The Lachah the Purtzah.
Yeah, go ahead. So what does that mean?
One is discussing what the Ikar Shofar is, and the other machlokas is about the mitzvah min ha-mofar.
Right, the kiyum.
Right.
So it's not totally zeh bozeh. I could maintain that shofar shofar is kosher, and I could maintain that that you need yao, pashat.
Yeah.
Because it's lemitzvah min ha-mofar. It's not a type of disaster. I can maintain both.
Right.
Okay. But if you're going to say that, what? Each one is going to be different. So then, I mean, then you're going to have a problem. It sounds like nobody knows what it is. That's what bothers Tesis. And a machlokes like that will comment that the Tanakhama holds that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Tainius is good except Para. Rabbi Yossi holds even Para. And according to the Rabbanon, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is Mishael Yao. That's which Rabbanon? That's Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah, our Mishnah, and Shofar Yovel Rosh Hashanah is Kila Brachas, according to the Tanakhama. So he holds that you need Yao on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the tinyos is going to be kufin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah shall zcharim kufin, and Yovel shall yaelim. So it's all the machlekes is menakatsa lakatsa. I mean, it's too big.
Really?
It's too big. Yes.
It's not the first time you ever had multiple, like a machlokes with more than two guys. I mean, there it comes around. Like, what kind of, like, you don't know. The first, like, he's not saying that there's no svaras there. Like, it just sounds like he's saying, no, it's too big. But maybe that, you know, there's ideas behind it. Like, why is that a good kasha?
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Isn't this question from the introduction that the Sidur HaMishnayos would be inconsistent with this approach? Because the Sidur HaMishnayos is much more, it's two different machlokes. The way you introduce it, Masha, the Plukti Rabban of Rabbi Yossi b'fnei Atzma, Plukti Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda b'fnei Atzma. Lavcha the Plukti.
I think he's right. In other words, see, I was thinking Tasis is arguing like the Rambam says in the Maor Nevuchim. If they have too many machlokes and nobody knows what it is, can't be. That I think but I think that's valid. You don't really have, usually you don't have machlokes like that. But Tasis is going on his mashmos. He's basing it on his mashmos. Why? So what's the mashmos? Where does Tasis get the mashmos from? I think he means plain language, because if it was a three-four machlokes, it would say kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishel para. Rabbi Yossi says af shel para, and then it would say the Tana Kama maintains that it's yao, and it would Tana Kama omer shel yao. But it starts over again. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel yao pashut. It doesn't go into one heading.
You mean it'd be all under one Mishnah?
It'd be all under one heading, right. Kol shofar ksherim chutz mishel para. Tana Kama savar that you need yao. But it's mashma that it starts over again. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel yao pashut.
And it also doesn't mention like it as a different shita.
Right.
Doesn't say that.
It doesn't mention different shitas. The point of Mashmoyas is that they're independent from the Lashon HaMishnayos. So I think Mark is right. That Taisa is not arguing with what I thought. I thought that Taisa was arguing there's too many machlekes, but he's not. He's just saying that the Mashmoyas is that, it's, that they're independent machlekes. And if you're going to say that, it's Dafka, that it must be, it's Makiv unless it's Kofof, so then it's not independent, and then it's one Machlegis. We'll go against the Mashmoyas of the Mishnah. That's what I think of Shadon Thesis is. He's right, because Thesis just says that it's Mashma, that it's independent Machlegis. Okay, good. Okay, what's next?
Omihu Kasha Ksas. Zaha Rabbi Levi, the Amar Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Hainu Mishum Dialfinan Gdereshava Zemiza, Bashvii Shvi, Berminim Beperat Basra.
Saying if it's an added kiyum, so when you're bringing over the chafetz from Rosh Hashanah, if the kiyum is applicable specifically to the idea in Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't bring it over, and it wouldn't make sense to carry over to Yovel.
Yeah, but we said a reason why it's carrying over, because you want the same instrument that was the vehicle of Lamalchius, Chronos, and Shofros for Yom Kippur.
Right, does that make it the instrument if it's just, if it's not part of the you know, the Yikuva, if it's not part of the Chefza, so it's not really the instrument anymore? It's like a super added quality.
That's correct. That's the answer. In other words, that if you're going to tell me that it's a Kiyum, so the whole Gzira Shev is not Shaykh. Because you can't say you want the same instrument that you used in Rosh Hashanah. Because that's an impossibility. Because the instrument in Rosh Hashanah is the basic instrument, is just a shofar. So well, there's a different kiyum there, but if it doesn't have the kiyum, we can't say it's not the same instrument. So the shofros would be shovos, even without the, even if it's not kofof. So then the stavra is that you shouldn't do kofof. That's his question. That's what stuck him. That question he couldn't answer. He felt this question is harder than the other ones.
Why
didn't
you introduce
Ktas Kasha? I know. I don't know. I was thinking about that. I think that the reason why it says Ktas Kasha is he doesn't mean Ktas Kasha that the Kasha is a small Kasha.
Relative to the other questions.
What?
Relative to his other questions. This is from an external...
No, I think he means it's only going to be a kasha on part of the Mishnah. That part of the, where you have the Gzeres Shavah. But in other words, Ktsas over here doesn't mean that the kasha itself logically is a Ktsas kasha. It means that it's only part of the, only that halacha is going to be kasha. Ktsas min halacha will be kasha. Whereas the other rayas that he has, are really on the main part of the Mishnah. But over here, it's just this one halacha. According to whom? According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Can you repeat the kasha, Rabbi?
In other words, the kasha is like this. That... Well, let me just get it again. Yeah, they're Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi learns Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim are both the same.
Right.
That they're both kufin. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to say kufuf is not a part of the component, so how could he have that limud? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, but he holds like the Mishnah and the Bechada also. That Shava Yovel L'Rashan L'Tzkiyis L'Brachas. But in the Mishnah, that Shava is not a Kasha, because you could say it's Yehalem, so it's good. But according to Rabbi Levi, you're transferring from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim by the institution of Gzeirah Shoah. But if you're going to say that it's superadded, you can't have a Gzeirah Shoah. Because how could you transfer an accidental feature that doesn't necessarily have to be there? You could say that you want to have the instrument that involves Malchus, Achronus, and Shofros. But you can't say that, you can't say that it must be Kafuf, because Kafuf is only a mitzvah min amufcha. So you have the instrument. But that's what I think he means by Ktas Kasha. I mean, the Rush quotes the Tesis. I don't think he has Ktas Kasha.
I think he answers it.
What?
He answers it.
He answers. Let's take a look. But that's why I think this is a different Ktas Kasha. It means that one part will be difficult. Mashani came, the other questions involve the whole Mishnah. But he'd rather give up the other questions because this one's impossible. This one he holds is virtually impossible. And logic, he's right. And logic is impossible. The other ones are cautious. But they're not impossible to answer. But this one's impossible from a logical standpoint. Now, what does the Rush say?
Should I start from his answer, from Munir Ali?
With the Rush?
Yeah. Of Vatos Chazra?
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Vatos was Chazra v'hikshu. The Hav Rabbi Levi, the Amar Mitzvah Shalosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim v'kuchim, haynu mishim d'yalef Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim mehadad v'gzer Shava d'shvi shvi v'damar al-kaman v'raisa u'kitiznan shava yavalo Hashanah v'kuchim. We have a mishum mitzvah ba'alma to the ka'amar kama dekayef inesh tvei adif hai taima shayef davka v'rosh Hashanah shatakia l'tfila l'zikaron v'lo b'yovel she'ina takia el l'simon shiluach abadim l'ashmatas krakos v'mitoch zeh hayanira de'en yotev v'rosh Hashanah el v'kafuf.
Okay. So what we understand is it's an unanswerable kasha. But the Rush says, go further.
Venerally, the kusha halushahi, zos litchos kol harayos chazakos shekasavti. V'yesh litchos kushya zo, the Rabbi Levi savar, kimen digzera shava yalfi mehadadi. V'yesh taima lomar Rosh Hashanah kufim lemitzvah, me'ata kidei lahashvosam yachad. Roi gam b'yom kippurim lahatzrich kufim lemitzvah.
Yeah, what's his answer? I think maybe we can simplify it a little bit. Maybe we can simplify it a little bit. According to Tosfos, see if you agree with me. According to Tosfos, the Gzeira Shofar is on the Cheftza Shel Shofar. So if it's on the Cheftza Shel Shofar, so it can't be something that's superadded. Because the Cheftza Shel Shofar is really basically the Shofar itself, not the Kafuf. Right. So the Gzeira Shofar is that what's kosher for Yovel, whatever you use for Rosh Hashanah. So you can't drag along something that's super added. It can't be dragged along. And that's what stopped Tesis. But the Rush is learning that the Gzera Shofar is on the Torah Shabbal Peh of the Shofar. In other words, that's the same, the Gzera Shofar is on the Torah Shabbal Peh of Shofar. So whatever the Torah Shabbal Peh, whatever the Shulchan Aruch of Shofar is on Rosh Hashanah, that same Shulchan Aruch of Shofar exists on Yovel. So therefore, if the Shulchan Aruch on Rosh Hashanah is that it's that there's a kiyum if it's kafuf, so the same kiyum would be on Yovel, because it would be a kiyum in the tkiyus of the Yovel. See, if it's on the Chefza, you can't possibly transfer from one to the other. But if it's on the Halachos, so then you can transfer, and you could say that there's an additional kiyum in Yovel of having it be a kafuf, because then it's more than it's a kiyum, it's more the entity of Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. It reflects more Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. That's if you say the Gzera Shofar is on the Torah. But if the Gzera Shofar is on the Chefza, it's impossible logically to transfer it. But that's why Tesis doesn't like the Rosh's answer. Because he holds the Gzera Shofar is normally on the Chefza. The Rosh is saying the Gzera Shofar is on the Union. That's unusual.
It's
right. Even though the Tam is not Shaykh in the Tki itself,
right.
Yeah, we're in the Tki itself. He says that that's the Machlokes. He wants to say that that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda the Chacham and Rabbi Levi. As Rabbi Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda maintains that you can't say that. He doesn't know from the Gzera Shofar. What does it mean that he's so the Rosh is rounding it off? That what does it mean Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from the Gzera Shofar? How is that possible? So he says, what it means is that he doesn't go from that Torah because he holds, you can only learn out the Dvar Chova, like Taisa says. But Dvar Mitzvah, you can't learn out. Even though he tries to keep it in the same framework, that it's only Dvar Mitzvah, not Dvar Mitzvah. But you see, the Limud is in terms of the Inyan, the Gzera Shofar. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains it's only the union of Chova. Whereas according to Rabbi Levi, it's not only the union of Chova, but it's the whole union itself. And that's where the Rush lines. The Rush lines of Gzera Shofar is on the union. Taisus learns it's on the Chiyuv of Chefza Shel Shofar. If it's Chefza Shel Shofar, it's impossible to drag a longer kiyum. Because as long as the Chefza is kosher, if it's not kafuf, you can't drag it, then that's the Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. But that's the Machlokes. An interesting Machlokes. The Rambam. Rambam's al kasa of kol shofar is psulim chutz mikaren shel keves. Raivid kasa al zeh shehifres mi shehifres al midosav. Okay, so that's what's left us to use as the Rambam. Because how could the Rambam paskin that against the all the mishnayos and paskin like Rabbi Avohu? And against the Tanayim. I mean, you must say Rabbi Avohu is just a drasha. But you can't say Rabbi Avo introduced a new halacha here against all the Tanoim. Right? That's the problem with the Rambam. Who? No, Rabbi Avo is the only one that says that Loma Tolkien B'Shalayel. I'm Rabbi Avo, that's on the Tesayin Amid Aleph. Loma Tolkien B'Shofar Shalayel. I'm our Kodesh Baruch Hu Tikul Lefani B'Shofar Shalayel. כדי שאיסקו לכם הקדס יצחק בן אברהם, ומה לני אליכם כאילו עקרתם עצמכם לפני. Right? So that's Rabbi Avo. So it comes out that Rabbi Avo came along and was with a new chiyuv, it must be Shalayel. But no one holds must be Shalayel. I mean, all you have is either if you learn it's a kiyum, so then you don't have it all together. But even if you learn like Tesis, that it's a chiyuv to be kafuf, that it's a chiyuv to be kafuf, but nevertheless, it doesn't say ayil. It doesn't have to be ayil, just kafuf. Because kamen to kafuf and vinish dait they tvei mali. So that. What's that?
Rambam
is learning the Mishita Gavi Yikudah that says, Shel Zachar Kafah.
He's learning that means
Zachar,
which is a
Kenneth,
and
Kafah. Yeah, but, I understand that, but that's not, where does he get that from? Because the Gemara just says
Kafah. It says Zachar Kafah.
Yeah, I understand it says the word Zachar. But because Zachar is usually Rasha, Zachar is usually Kafah. But nobody mentions anything about an aisle, about Tiklafane. The Gemara doesn't say why must it be. Never mind Kafaf. The Gemara should say it must be aisle. Aisle is always Kafaf. I mean, aisle because of what do you call it? Because of Kedesh Yitzchak. Why doesn't the Gemara say Kedesh Yitzchak? Why do you say kfufim? Because kamer kafim is daite tvei miley. No. Say it has to be ayil. Then it has to be ayil because kedesh yitzchak, a better reason. Then it'll always be kafaf. It's a difficult question around.
I mean, also the Rambam in the Perush Shulchan does quote the Pesach Halakha, says, Shomer Shemesh as a talim kfufim. It seems like that's his combination of the Halakha.
Maybe it
could. Hey? Yeah, but the question still is, why didn't you learn like everybody else? Kufin is mashma, because, not because of Ayel, Kufin is a Hidur, and you see the way the Ritva learns, the Kashan Rabbi Aval. Yeah, what do you want to say? I'm sorry, Hill?
So... Won't you have to say that? First, aren't you going to have to say that that according to the Rambam, it's all one big machlokas.
It's all one big machlokas.
Can you say he learns the way he learns is that the
substance of shofar. Part of the substance of shofar is that it's a melamed. Without it being a melamed, you can't have the substance of shofar either.
You would have wanted to say on Shabbos.
I didn't hear you say on Shabbos. I wasn't here.
Oh. But it is a melamed. I mean, why doesn't it push it like Tesis? It's not mashma that it's one big machlekes. Mashma that they're independent machlekes, and the shofar is a melamed. But it's a melamed in kafuf. But the problem is like this: melamed is very good, but where do you get the? How does Rabbi Avol come along after all these Tanoim and introduce a new idea?
Well, maybe that's what I was trying to say, that really he really, if you learn it that he holds, it's all one big machlokas. So you could say that's the question between the two different mishnayos. If you hold that the melamed has to be part of the substance of the thing. So therefore, and how is it a melamed in terms of, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama of our Mishnah, there'd be a question of what's the limud? Is it kama dekaya finish, or is it kama depush finish? I take. So, but and then Rabbi Avo is giving another limud.
You mean that the other time didn't have?
Oh yeah, but in terms of the but in terms of the structure of the, they still could all agree in terms of what. He's not different in terms of how shofar works. He's just saying, this is the limud. This is the real limud of shofar.
Yeah, so he's arguing on the Tanayim. I mean, why didn't they mention Akeda? Why didn't the Tanayim simply mention Akeda? They just say Klufa. That's the reverse question. The reverse says it's going on a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of the Rambam faction, based on the Perush Mishnayos, it seems like he holds that the mission of Poshav Shevim is Kilkas.
Is Kilkas.
Because he says at the end, Ein Halach Kabi Yosef.
He says what?
He just says Ein Halach Kabi Yosef.
Aha.
Which implies that it's not Ein Halach Mishnah, it's Ein Halach Kabi Yosef.
Right.
So it seems like he's learning not only because there's one big machlokes, but it's really two issues.
That's correct.
And that Hilgasa is the issue of Zecharim Kufim. That's one Hilgasa, and a different machlok, and that's Likuv, and a different machlok is there's the issue of Polishokos, and that's Hilgasa except for Pala.
Right. I agree with it. It means that it makes it worse.
Yeah.
So that makes it worse. Ramol's Kufin's Ma'akev also, right?
That's not clear. Like it's one first line sounds like it is, second line sounds like it's not.
See, let's try to reconstruct according to the Rambam how we will learn the Mishnayos. Let's say, like Taisha says, it's mashmer at a separate independent machlekes. So then you'd have to learn that when the second Mishnah says Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yal Pashit, correct? That's a separate Machlekes. That's a separate Machlekes. Rebbe says Rosh Hashanah Shel Shchem Yavos Shel Yehelim. So that's a separate Machlekes, and the question is, Kama the Pashit Inish Daitei Tvei Ma'ali, or Kama the Kaf Inish Daitei Tvei Ma'ali? That's what the question would be. And it would be a question of a kiyum, because they're independent. But now there's one problem. The problem is Taisus Kasha. That if you're going to say that what? That they're independent and it's just a kiyum, so then how does Rav Levi have Xerashova? Right? So the answer is Rav Levi has Xerashova because he maintains that it's not the Kiyum. He maintains it's mandatory. Otherwise, he couldn't have Xerashova. So what's the Machlekes? So the Machlekes is, like you were mentioning before, the Machlekes is like this. You see, there's two halachas in Shofar. There's the Chefza Shel Shofar, and then there's the Asher Yom Yodei Sru, the Kim and the Gavra of Shofar. So according to the other Tanoim, they hold that the Kim and the Gavra is not a Ma'akev. So the ideas of Shofar, the Asher Yom Yodei Sru, are not Ma'akev. According to Reb Levi, the Asher Yom Yodei Seru is Makev also. So if there's any idea that could be in the shofar that's not there, then it's makiv in the kiyum mitzvah. It's not makiv in the chefta shel shofar, but it's makiv in the kiyum mitzvah shel shofar. The kiyum mitzvah shel shofar demands ashrayam yodei sruah. So how do you know Reb Levi holds that it's makiv? That you know, like Taisa says, otherwise it'd be impossible to have a gzera shofar. So the Rambam learned that he holds its ma'akev, but what's ma'akev? The Ashriyam Yodei Sruah. Now Rabbi Avo came along and he said that there's one thing that wasn't mentioned by Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi mentioned it, he said Zecharim Kfufim, but he didn't mention that there's another kiyum. There's another kiyum of Akedas Yitzchak. Of Akedas Yitzchak. So the only thing is, so that's Rabbi Avo came to explain the Tana. Why it's Zecharim? Because of Akedas Yitzchak. Who mentions... Rabbi Levi says... That's different. So he's learning that that's the only thing Rav Avoh is adding. That there's another idea that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. I'll ask me, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? That's a kasha you could live with. You know what I mean? In other words, why didn't the Mishnah mention Akeda? The Mishnah apparently didn't have to mention Akeda because it mentions something more important, namely the attitude of the Gavra insofar as the Tfilah in Rosh Hashanah is concerned. So it didn't mention the additional feature of Akedah. Rabbi Avoh was most of that. But he wasn't most of it on his own. He held that it's part of Reb Levi. Reb Levi didn't have to mention it because it says Scharim, like you mentioned before, because it says Scharim Kfufim, so he didn't have to mention it. But the Chiddush in Reb Levi is that any idea is Ma'akev. So there's an idea of Akedah too. So that idea is Ma'akev also. That would explain the Rambam.
How does he learn the first Mishnah?
First Mishnah he learns that they're independent. He avoids all the Taisus Kashas. Because the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, they maintain that it's just a kiyum. The only one that introduced that, because it's Ashriyam Yodei Sruah, so they're independent machlekesim. The only one that introduced them as a ma'akev was Reb Levi. That was Reb Levi's halacha of the Gzera Shava.
Rabbi, you think Fraction of Lady held you need Ayel also? He just didn't mention it, or that we really, that's really Rabbi Avoh's addition?
Well, I guess he holds when it says Zecharim Kefufin, that's what it means.
I mean, it's a little funny, because Rabbi Lady himself never says the word Zecharim. He just says Kefufin.
Right, but Rabbi Yehuda does.
Right, and he's gone to Rabbi Yehuda, even. So we're borrowing
from there. But Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't hold his market. That's true.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, apparently he holds that Rabbi Avoh maintained that the idea of that there's a kiyum of Akedas Yitzchak as well. There's a kiyum of Akedas Yitzchak as well. That's what Rabbi Avoh came to add. Now the question is, why did the time mention that kiyum? I don't know why they didn't mention that kiyum. But then maybe they only mentioned the important, more important kiyum, the attitude of the Gavran Tfilah, and they didn't mention this remez, this kiyum. But Rabbi Avoh definitely says there is such a kiyum. And according to Rabbi Levi, when you have the Gzera Shava, you can't, it has to include the Kiyumim as well. Otherwise, you can't have Gzera Shava. So that's how the Rambam knew that it was Makiv. You understand what I mean?
Is Rabbi Levi arguing with Rabbi Huda, or is he just interpreting him?
No, Rabbi Levi's arguing on him, because Rabbi Huda maintains that it's just a Kiyum, and that's why he can't go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim. But Rabbi Levi, the fact that Rabbi Tesis is right, it's logically impossible to go like Rabbi Levi unless you hold its Makiv. Because why does Tesis abandon all the other Rayas? The answer is maybe that's what he holds. He holds it's only in Rabbi Levi. But the Mishnayos are really independent. But Rabbi Levi holds that the Kiyum is Makiv. So then Tesis would kind of like the Rama. Because Tesis says in the beginning that the Psak is like Rabbi Levi. The Hainu Shalav, Rabbi Levi Koi Kavase, the Gemara. Talmud Mitzvah Shoshana Gomer Kufan. So Tesis Paschal is like Rabbi Levi. So according to Rabbi Levi, maybe Tesis learns like the Rambam. It would explain it. It would fit very beautifully. And then you wouldn't have the Kasha on the Ritva. That the reverse kasha of love, Lama Tokum Bishalayo, Kadesh Eskalacham Akedas Yitzchak. And he has to say it was a new meaning that was introduced. You don't have to say that. It's just that the Tanoim mentioned Kafuf and Pashim. But Rabbi Avraham mentioned there's something else also. There's also a limit of Akedas Yitzchak here. If you use Ayo. And that was always that way. But it wasn't Makiv according to the other Tanoim. But according to Rabbi Levi, once you say the Ashrei Olam Yodei Surah is Makev, so then Akedis Yisrael could be Makev as well. Does Tesis hold like the Rambam? I'm not sure, but it would explain how he switches so quickly and drops all the other Rayas. Although you could say he simply held like we said before. That would be the plain shot. That the other Rayas are doable. You could maneuver, but this one you can't maneuver. But it fits in very nicely. Any questions? Does it fit in well?
I mean, it doesn't. It just seems like it's not really like a chava. He borrows the thing from here, which doesn't. The Mishnah doesn't really speak. The wavy comes out. No, it's not a smooth piece. Really, you know.
What's that?
It seems like this sort of somewhat kind of case, like you have, you know, Levi just jumps in from Noah, and then you have the Lagal explains.
Well, it depends how you're learning all along. If you're learning that it's a Halach and Asher and Yodei Serua, so then Reb Levi is going right on that.
Yes, why not just, then why couldn't you say, once the first and say, really the mission would agree that it's Likuba? But it's not a machlokas with the first mission. It's not that the first mission is saying, Lamaisa on Moshe Shana, you can use any other one. But the mission, the first mission is dealing with what is a Shem Shofar.
No, but that doesn't make sense. So that's against the Lashon of the Mishnah. I don't think anybody learns it.
It's called Shofar Goes Kshelim. Now the next Mishnah goes into, yeah. Insofar as the Shofar, the function of the Shofar shall be more.
No, that's all right. Kshelim means a Kashel. That's very odd, by the way. Because Kshelim means a Kashel Mitzvah.
Which Mitzvah?
Bro, which Mitzvah do you have on Shofar?
You have also in the Mikdash on Tainus. You have different Shofars that you have to use.
No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about that. That's very odd, sir. Wow. I don't think anybody learns the Mishnah that way.
Really?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, he's going to learn the Gezeirah Shavah, right? For Reb Levi?
Yes.
So he's going to learn it that it's that the Kiyum, like, how does it work in terms of Yovel? Like, the Kiyum Ashrayam Yodei Srua?
That the Ashrayam Yodei Srua is a Makiv in Rosh Hashanah.
Is it Makiv? So, right. In
so
the,
now on Yovel, you must have the same Shofar for Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, so you're saying it is a Halach in the Chafza?
It's a Halach in the Chafza. Because it's Makiv in the key mitzvasa.
Ah, okay. So I thought before you were saying it's like a kiyum in the person's
It's makif, but it's a kiyum in the person. In the person's ashrei amidei yisrua.
Right.
But now you're saying no? Now you're saying, because if it's that, then why should it transfer?
Well, the fact is that it is makif. It's exactly, in other words, the whatever's makif in Rosh Hashanah, the ashrei amidei yisrua is also makif on Yom Kippur. Because the purpose is that you should have it should be the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah with everything that goes with it, with the ideas too. That's the whole purpose.
Tosos the Rambam would say the same thing in terms of the Gzeirah Shavah.
Tosos the Rambam would say the same thing. Yeah, that the Gzeirah Shavah is legal.
It's just a problem. Tosos and Rambam just have a problem if you say it's a lemitzvah. It's a secondary kiyum.
Tosos what?
It would only be a problem if you said that the Ashrei HaAmidei Yisrael was a kiyum.
That's right.
But once you say it's leikuvo, so then it has to be. Then it can be transferred over.
Then it can be transferred over, right? Because the Ashrei HaAmidei Yisrael is applicable here too. Of course, it's the same shofar that's involved in the Malchus Chorus of Shofaros, and the Ashrei HaAmidei Yisrael is makiv over there.
Right.
But I hear what your point was. I just don't want to get too confused with it. Right. It was a good idea. It was a good point you mentioned. So that would explain it. I think it explains the realm very nicely. Smoothly. With the Mishnayos now. And that's why in the Pirush Mishnayos says, Ve'ina lochik Rabbi Yossi. Because he's going on the Machlokes Tanoim. And that Machlokes Tanoim, Ve'ina lochik Rabbi Yossi. But he's not going on the final Pesach of Rabbi Levi. And the mission is really just telling you what the Shem Shofar is. Okay. I'll give you guys a little bit of an assignment for tomorrow. Take a look. Rough Gemara. The fellas found this Gemara, and I forgot how, from a cross-reference somewhere. The Gemara Yevamos Kuf Hei on the days. Did you see it? I don't know if we're going to be able to answer this one. But it's a very disturbing Gemara. Kufay on the days. Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe. The Gemara is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Hamaspal, 8 lines down. Hamaspal, Tzach, Shitan, Inav, Lamata, Shinam, Avayu, Ein, 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 Velibi, Shom, Kol, Ayyamim, Vachadam, Inav, Lamayla, Shinam, Anisla, Vino, Kapayim. Adach, Yosra, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosra, Gabay, Amlub, Mayas, Kizu, Amlub, Tfil, Amlub, Kacham, Arabah, Hamaspal, Tzach, Shitan, Inav, Lamata, Velibo, Lamayla, Kidesh, Yiskayim, Mushnem, Kuras, Alolo. How do you reconcile that with us here? Okay? Yeah. Think into it. And then let's see, what else do we leave anything else hanging? Oh yes, we didn't do the Balamar and the Ramban, right?
Yeah. I think we also need to answer Rashi why he says Knufi Ba'alma.
Oh, Knufi Ba'alma, right. That's right. That's what we sidestepped it because we got involved in Shabbos and the I think the answer is very good according to Rama. Okay. All right, we'll stop here, guys. What do you think of the Rambam? Rambam works out beautifully, huh? Mm-hmm. With the faces.
Right.
I mean, that's where he got it from. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. You see the Rishonim think along the same lines. I didn't notice it in Thesis before, but then now I see it. Okay, did you take a look at the Gemara Yevamos Kafan Vase?
Yeah.
All right, you want to take it?
Okay.
See what we can make out of it. It's not easy.
Yeah. Where should I start from?
I guess Man Chacham Rabbi Yossi comes in later. Just Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi is a separate thing.
Right, okay. Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Havu Yasvi Pesach. Havu Yasvi. Pesach Ad Minahu V'Amar. HaMispalel Tzarech Sheyitin Einav Lamata. Shenemar V'Hayu Einai V'Libi Sham Kol HaMim. V'Chad Amar Einav Lamala. Shenemar Nisar Levavinu El Kapayim. Bach changes it to V'chad Amar HaMispal Tzarech Sheyichavin Es Libo Lamala.
I like it.
Why
does he say that?
It's based on the Maskana, right. I thought it was because of what Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi says, meaning if he's reconciling the two psukim, so how is he doing that if one said Chadam or Ein of Lamala?
Yeah, but the...
Then you have no cash. Right.
I mean, they could have both been arguing with Ein of Lamala and Ein of Lamato.
Right.
Then he said, it's Libo Lamala.
Right.
I mean, that's Pashtus. But anyways, I don't know why Bach changed it, but okay.
Yeah. So
what are any, do we have any Rashi or anything?
There's one Rashi. Ein of Lamata. Klape Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Dishchina Hasam Kaima. Kidachsiv Vahyu Einai Velibi Sham.
Rashi's learning it doesn't really mean Lamata.
Well, what is Lamata if it wasn't... What is he rejecting when he... Like, when he says it's Eretz Yisrael?
I don't know. I mean, you have to face Eretz Yisrael.
Right. It's funny, though, that this, it sounds like it's all the time, even if you're not in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. I didn't see this Rashi from it. Sounds like it's all the time, yeah. I mean, that's how the Rambam has it, right?
Yeah. And also the Pashas of the Gemara is it says all the time, because he's not stipulating it's only when it's Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe he means Klap Eretz Yisrael, that because you're really, it's Eretz Yisrael is the cause. It's as if you're in Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about Eretz Yisrael. And you are machaven that like you're in Eretz Yisrael. Shem deshchin asam kaimik, yachsev ayinu ayinu li bisham. So he's saying that it's a truism with regard to Eretz Yisrael. But we face Eretz Yisrael, so that's why we do it also. I mean, that's the only shot I could figure out here. Klap Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean it looks to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's not the Ein of Lamata. But he's saying Ein of Lamata is Klap Eretz Yisrael. That's where that halacha is generated from. Because the Shechina is there, and it says, Vayu Ayin Avali Bisham, so that's why in Eretz Yisrael you have to have your face down. But we do it in the Chutz La'aretz too. Hey. Unless he means only if he's in Eretz Yisrael. It's not clear from Rashi.
Is the reason that you have to do Klap Eretz Yisrael because of the Shechina is because of Kavod Shechina, like you're saying before, or is it a different idea?
I want to again.
Is like the whole reason that, meaning the fact that Shechina is Hasam, is it because of Kavod, like we said last week, the Kavod Shechina, or is it a different idea that?
No, it's Kavod Shechina.
It's Kavod Shechina.
Right. Okay, anyways, it's not clear from Rashi what exactly means by Klap Eretz Yisrael. Does anybody try to explain it? Is there a Rashash over here? Let me just take a look at it. I didn't notice this Rashi before. Let's let it go. Right, so it's very hard to know exactly over it. Does it mean he's speaking about Eretz Yisrael, or it means that we face Eretz Yisrael, so, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina is there, so that's why you put your head down. Because the Gemara is mashma all the time, like the Rambam takes. But at any rate, let's go. Either way.
From where we left off in Gemara? Adahachi vahachi asa Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi lagabayhu amralahu b'may askisu amralei b'tfila amralahu kach amar abba hamispal tzarech shiitin einav lamata v'libo lamala kidei sheizkaimu shnei mikros halalu.
Okay, and as a Rambam paskin?
That way, like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi.
That einav lamata and libo lamayla.
Yeah.
And libo lamayla. So to the kind of both psukim. So what do you say? The same machlekes? I mean, is there a problem with this Gemara? And now Mishnah.
What's the problem? Like, what would be the problem?
In other words, the mandama that says ain of lamaila. I mean, the Bas Girsa really is difficult because you learn like the Bas, there's no machlekes.
Right.
The funny thing is,
I mean, that's the way he's learning. He's learning there's no machlekes. The Mar Machadi, but the Gemara is saying.
Right.
Yeah, unless, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
I just have a question. Look, when it says Chadamar Ein of Lamala, right? Why should it even be Ein of Lamala? It, based on the Pasuk, I mean, the Maskana Sagamara sounds very good because it's that the Pasuk's talking about Levavenu. So why should Ein of get involved? Like, what's, you know, and also, I mean, guess also, question is, like, what's there between Ein of and Liba?
Yeah. Not easy to to find this thing.
Yeah.
But, so if you learn like the Bach, I mean, if you learn the regular way, so Ein of Lamaila is to signify Nisloth Ein El Kapayim. How it works is a good question, but whatever it is. But if you learn like the Bach, so, ma'amachoda. I mean, I guess one held that you have to emphasize the pasuk vayu ein ev libi sham, and the other one held that you have to emphasize the pasuk misul aven al kapayim. That you can't do both. And Rabbi Shmuel Gersi says, no, you can do both. Kach amar Abba, you can do both. They're not mutually exclusive. I mean, that's the way the Bach is learning. That they're not mutually exclusive. That they thought they're mutually exclusive. But really, they're not mutually exclusive. But if they thought they're mutually exclusive, does that mean that the mandama that held Vayu Ein Ev Libi Bisham would hold Kafuf by Shofar? And the mandama that held Nisul Avein Al Kapayim would hold Shel Yal Pashit? Is it a repetition of the same Achlekes? And now that they're not tied to the Sashin, you need both. So then what does he hold? He holds you need both psukim, you need both, so then you shouldn't really have a shofar kafa for pashit. You need both. I mean, unless you have mitzvah shofar kafa for mitzvah pashut, I don't know what you do. Well, you can't have anything. It would seem that it's a difficulty. And the Rambam paskins and Tfilah paskins both, and over here he paskins kafa. So if you paskin kafa, from our, I'm just trying to work out the kasha. You know what I mean? Like, it's right. Sometimes it's working out the kasha, not so easy. From our mission, it would seem that he can only have one or the other. that they're mutually exclusive. We have to make choice. Both are true, but the question is, which one is the prevailing one? And over here, it seems if you don't learn like the Bach, so then it's machlokes which one is prevailing. If you learn like the Bach, well, even if you learn like the Bach, the question is which, they're mutually exclusive, so you can only pick one of the two. And then along came Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yossi, and he said, that Rabbi Yossi said, I'm a sponsor, she's not even a Vlamato, Liba Lamayla, Chikitesh Kamush Nemekros Lolo, and we're tying both of them. So it would seem that the mandama that holds that you have to do vayu never libi sham, he holds kafuf. And the other mandama says the same. So it's a machlekes tanayim you have in Rosh Hashanah. Same machlekes tanayim. And according to Shmuel Ben Yossi, it should come out that you shouldn't have either. Shofar shouldn't be kafuf, shouldn't be pashut. Should be kind of both macros. Definitely a difficulty, huh?
Rabbi?
Yeah. How did you guys see it? Yeah, go ahead. Mark?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, just a step. Can you say that that an hour ago in Rosh Hashanah, so like the idea you had about it being a chesed shalimud, so the chesed can only have one identity. You can't really synthesize the two when you're talking about an object. However, here, what you're speaking about is in terms of the Gavra, in terms of his Maisa Tefillah. So it's possible that the two expressions can take place.
So, you mean the shofar can only emphasize one?
Right, because you're dealing with an object.
But you really need both.
Yeah. In other words, I
deal with... So then you shouldn't emphasize any of them. Besides, Agamara says one mandama holds that Kolkama the Kaya finished Daite Tve Marli, and the other one holds Kolkama the Pasha finished Daite Tve Marli. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi seems to hold that they're both equal. And besides, the other Tanayim, who argue Ein of Lamailo, Ein of Lamato, or even where the Bach learns, they seem to hold that they're mutually exclusive too. So why does the Gemara say that it's the same machlekes as you have by shofar? And then it would come out that according to this Gemara, shofar shouldn't be anything. What does the Ram say? Let's take a look at the Ram. It's funny, nobody asked this question. Yeah.
So Parakei Halacha Dalet, Tikkun HaGuf Ketzad. Keshehu Omid B'Tfila, Tzorech L'Chaven Esraglav Zo B'Tzad Zo, V'Nosein Einov L'Mata, Ki'ilu Hu Mabit La'aretz, V'Yihyo Libo Panoi L'Mala, Ki'ilu Hu Omid B'Shamayim.
So the Rambam paskins is that you do both. And under what category does it come?
Tikkun HaGuf.
What? Tikkun HaGuf?
Yeah.
Not Kavanas Alev.
Right.
And in the same halacha, what does he have? He has the Raglav Yu Zubitsadzu, right?
Right. He also is after that. Umeniach Yadav Alibo Kifusin Hayamanis Al Hasmolis. V'omid Ke'evid Lifnei Rabo Be'ema V'yiro V'fachad.
On the sides.
Yeah.
Smashmat is the best way to do it, and then there's a better way to do it.
Right.
What does it say about Raglov Zubatadzu? What does it say about that? Anything?
Just says Tzarech Lechavin is Raglov Zubatadzu.
That's it. It's an interesting thing. The Tikkun HaGuf, I understand, by Raglov. And what else? And Einav Lamata. But Libo Lamailo, why is that Tikkun HaGuf?
Right.
And why is it, and only the Meniach Yodav what's the lesson now?
Meniach Yodav al Libo Kfusin, Hayamanis al Asmolis.
Kevet Omer Lifnei Rabo.
It's Omer Kevet Lifnei Rabo, B'Emav Yerv Fachar.
See, I mean, I think what the Rambam means by Tikkun HaGuf, he means, let's try this shot. The Rambam means by Tikkun HaGuf, he means things that you do before you misbowel that indicate ideas of tefillah. You follow what I mean? In other words, like take Raglav. Of course, Raglav is like Malachim. So, the idea is that, the Malachim know how to be mispower, we don't. But we strive for that knowledge. So, Libo Lamaila Kilo Mibashamayim means he's completely removed from all physical things. So these are things that he does before he's mispower to give credence to certain principles of tefillah. So he has to go through certain principles of tefillah when before he sets himself up for a tefillah. So that's why, that's the machlekes in the Gemara. Does he have to do, well, one holds that, so we paskin, you have to do both. You have to give credence to both ideas. That's the psak over here in tefillah. But the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is not talking about the things that you do before tefillah to enunciate the principles. Because Nisul Aven El Kapayim is a principle, just like Vayu Einai V'Libisham is a principle. So the over there in Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about the Kavanas HaLev, means the state of mind, the attitude of the Gavra throughout the tefillah. And that can't be both. That's impossible to be both. Either that's Nisul Aven El Kapayim, or it's Hachnah. Or it's Hachnah.
Ready?
Yeah.
I understand the tilak, but just on the Rambam alone, why are those things called Tikkun HaGuf?
That's why they're called Tikkun HaGuf, because it means to say, even though, like, let's say, Kilo Omer Vashamayim, it's called Tikkun HaGuf, because it means that he has to give credence to that thought before he's mispahal. But it's not a thought that he has all the time when he's Omer Tefillah. It's not an attitude in Tefillah. It's something that he thinks about before Tefillah, and then he goes and he's mischaven. But while he's being mischaven in the tefillah, he can't say he's thinking he's in the Shemayim. Right.
So you couldn't have like Kavanas HaLev before tefillah in terms of like Achana and Kavanas HaLev B'Shas Tefillah? I mean, it would seem to be more appropriate reference than calling that the Tikkun HaGuf.
No, but it means these ideas affect you in such a way that you're going to set yourself up in your position.
Tikkun HaGuf means Masen.
Right.
So there's a Masen in Machshava too. Like he thinks to himself, Kilo Omer Vashamayim. That's also a Maisa. It's just not a physical Maisa. But there are certain Maisim they have to do before Tefillah. But not that they carry on, not that it's an attitude throughout the Tefillah.
Right.
So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about things that are an attitude throughout the Tefillah. So there, either the attitude throughout the Tefillah is Achnor, or else it's Nisul Vin El Kapayim, which is an opposite one. So that's a machlekes, and nobody holds you can do both.
Right.
And now you can understand the machlekes over here, too. Why does Rabbi Yossi maintain that they're not part of the Sasri, and they certainly aren't? So why did the other two tonight, one pick Nisul Vin El Kapayim, and the other one pick the Vayarei Never Libisham? Because they must have held that you only have to do the Tikkun HaGuf insofar as the attitude is the one that's commensurate with the attitude. So one held that the attitude is really ein heavily bisham machno. So he held that you just do the tikkun haguf that's in line with that with the tefillah. And the other mandama held that you do the tikkun haguf that's in line with the nisul ven al kapoyim.
That's really nice.
So they are going to line up with the shitos in Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. That's that you'd have to have. Oh. But the other ones will line up with the shitos in Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yossi is not arguing on that. He's just saying that the tikkun haguf is kedei l'kayim shnei mikros halalu, because in the tikkun haguf is a part. That process is apart from the actual tefillah.
Right.
Separate.
I mean, that's true, even though, like, those positions, like, you know, the hands over the heart, like, you have to do that during the tefillah also, no?
That's true, but that's true, but once he gets into Kavanas Alev, he can't just keep thinking of that all the time. I mean, that was the criticism to Chana, that she wasn't omed b'aim or b'yira. She wasn't omed as b'aim or b'yira, but she lost herself in her kavana. So once you start the tefillah, those things are gone. But you have to have that das before.
Right.
Yes.
Is that das like a matir? Is it?
Well, the das is part of the omid lifnei Hashem. All this is part of the omid lifnei Hashem. The omid lifnei Hashem would be lacking if he wouldn't, before he starts being mispalled, be omid be ein mo be yira.
So in order to begin that process, you have to. This is what you start with. But then once a person is going into their tefillah and their kavana, that could take over.
That takes over, right? That's why it's part of tikkun haguf and not part of kavana soleis. It fits in very nicely. You know, otherwise, you're gonna have a problem with these with the whole two sugyas here. But according to the way we're learning, it's two processes. It also explains tikkun haguf. Mm-hmm. And kavanas halev is different. What is Ram saying, kavanas halev?
So in Perek Daled, Halachat Hazvav, he says, there he defines kavanas halev, but... In Tazayin, he says, "Ketzadi haKavana sheYifana Libo mikol haMachshavos."
All right.
V'yira Atzma Kilu hu Amid l'Pnei Hashchina.
Right.
That's different.
Never understood what that means. Oh, I see. You mean he's Amid l'Pnei Hashchina, so then he's. So then he's in the final one to call Machshavos.
Right.
That he has to maintain.
But that's also what's going to get all his kavana in terms of his bakashos.
Right.
And everything. Right. That flows naturally once you're.
Right. Because Shechina really is Ashkocha.
Not
right.
Anything that takes place with
the Mustikan. So it means he's only the makar of the Ashkacha.
Right.
I mean, that's the vehicle through which the tefillah could be successful.
Right. Yeah, that's, and then, right, then it just flows, then it's coming naturally.
Right.
But that's exactly, and that's the, even if though you're asking particulars, that is your understanding of the whole entire thing, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's based on that knowledge.
Right. Okay. Surprising nobody asked the question, huh? Sometimes, usually some Rishon brings it in. All right. Now, what's next?
Yeah. So it says Shemitzos Yom B'Chatzotros, Dil Kanufi B'Almaninhu V'Chol Kanufi B'Chatzotros, Dechsiv V'Hayu L'Chol Mikro Ha'Eda.
Right. Okay.
That's a funny thing, because that's Kiddush. How's that? What's the Kiddush say? Isn't that like Mitzvah Hayom?
So what's your question?
I mean, what if it, is it just a practical thing of Kanufia?
Right.
Like it doesn't seem. It seems like there's more to it than just a. I mean, it sounds like from the pasuk it's just a practical thing, Limikro Aida. But now there's a whole institution of a yom, a mitzvah hayom, right? That's Knufya. Like what's it? Sounds like there's more to it. There, you know. What's that idea?
Yeah, well, but you can ask the question a little better.
Just Rashi's quoting the pasuk about the midbar instead of the one about Tainish, which says Zikala.
Right. Yeah, but the let me hear Hill. What how do you have it again?
It sounds like it's a practical thing, right? But there's from the pasuk. But if the fact that it's like mitzvah hayom. It sounds like there's like some kind of like I don't know kedush hayom, but there's some identity of the day that stems from this kenufia.
Yeah, more practically, in other words, if it's just a matter of the practical, so why do you have shofar? Yaakov, what did you have?
In terms of tainus in the pasuk of Eis Tzala says Yikala, and Rashi quotes the one just talking about specifically to Moshe Rabbeinu and Be'eda.
Yes, so.
So it seems like what does this have to do with time?
What does have to do with this? I know. If it's monoshach, if it's just a practical thing, so then why do you have to learn off the pasuk from over there? Just a practical thing. Do anything.
Right.
And if it's just a practical thing, what do you have to have shofar for?
And why is the pasuk say zikala?
And why?
Why is the pasuk say zikala?
The pasuk by where?
Tainus.
The Tainus.
Which pasuk is that?
It's like two separate things. So Rashi quotes the pasuk. Asir v'shtei katzos was kasev mikshetas elstam vayilachal mikra eda ulamasa samachnas. Then it goes into the details of how they would do it: one tkiya, true and tkiya, whatever.
Right.
Then it says. ובני אהרן הקום ידכו בחצרסוס ויהיו לכם לחוק הסעולם דרוסיכם. וכי סבו מלחמה בארצכם על הצר הצרסכם והריוסם בחצרסוס ונזכרתם לפני השם לוקחם ונושעתם יריביכם.
Yeah, but that's a different pasuk. That's by Melchama.
That's the Tzar
HaTzoresdom.
What?
Isn't that Tzar HaTzoresdom? Is it in general Tainus? That's the one that's the Pesgaram he's there.
No, well, let's let that go. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we don't know how Rashi learns that. I don't know if Rashi learns that finest. But anyways, let's just try to limit it to what we know. But the major question is, if it's L'Kenufya Bahamas, then what do you need the Zechira? What do you have to have Shofar for?
Right.
And what's Mitzvah Sayom B'Chatzotros? I mean, mitzvah say yom b'chatzotros. What kind of a mitzvah? It's just a practical thing. And what is he quoting from Vayu L'chol Mikra Eda? So I think there's only one answer here that to this question. That kenufya ba'alma doesn't mean that it's nothing. Kenufya ba'alma means. You see, Kenufya Ba'alma is also. Let's take the pasuk in that Rashi is quoting. Where's the pasuk in Balos Cholad?
It's Perek Yud, right?
Perek Yud, yeah. So Rashi says Lamasas Machanos Bei Visha Siluk Machanos Tiskubem Lasinin. In Tsafatom Al Pishlo Shahoyanosum Al Pia Kurish Barhu Val Pi Moshe Val Pi Chatzros. So what does it mean? So apparently, in other words, it really is Al Pia Kurish Barhu. But it's not Al Pi Moshe Ladaito and it's not Al Pi Chatzros by themselves. But it means in order to be Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I had to follow that system of Moshe and Chatzotzros. So you see that it had to do with the Kedusha of Lamasa of Masa Samachanos. So V'hoyel L'chol Mikra Edo is also the Kedusha Schania. In other words, part of the Kedusha Schania was that the system was a system of Chania. That when they wanted to have Mikra Eda, they had to do it with a special instrument of Chatzotzros. It had to be a Dvar Mitzvah. It couldn't be that they would just haphazardly take anything and use it to call the people. But it had to be through a specific instrument that was endorsed by the Torah. And that instrument is Chatzotzros. And that's part of the whole Kedushas HaMachanos. Because the Machanos is not simply the Machane as it stands still, but it means Machanem when it's still, when it's Masos, and the whole system of calling together the people. That's also part of Kedushas Chaniyah. So you see, otherwise it wouldn't, if it was just a practical thing, so what do you have to have the Chatzotzros for?
Right.
So you see, this is more than a practical thing. It's part of the Kedushas HaMachanos, Kedushas Yisrael. So over here, the Kenufya Ba'alma is also Kedusha, because it means that there's a Kedushas Yisrael of Kenufya, that is an Ace Tzara, and everybody has to get together. So that's a Kedusha. So what does Rashi mean, Kenufya Ba'alma? What's the Ba'alma? The Ba'alma is the difficult word here. So this is not Ba'alma, right? So I think what he means is like this. What he means is Kenufya Ba'alma means it's klape, it's truth, it's an act of Kedusha and mitzvah Chatzotzros, because it's part of Kedusha Yisrael. But it's part of Kedusha Yisrael, but it's not klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Tfilo Zikaron.
It's right. It's just the fact that they're together that there's a reality of the Am.
A reality of the responsibility of the Am.
Right.
That's the mitzvah Yom B'Chatzotzros. It's a different concept. It's a concept of that everybody's part of the responsibility to the Am, and they all come together. So it is a mitzvah, but it's a different thing. It's not zikaron. It's not zikaron. It's every mitzvah ultimately is zikaron, but it's not essentially zikaron, the tzkiyas of the chatzotzros.
Yanni, what do you mean is kedusha? Could you maybe elaborate on that? I'm not clear what that means.
It means that the way Klal Yisrael lived in the midbar, and the way they camped, and the way they moved, and the way they called together the people. This was all part of a system. And that system was the Kedusha Yisrael Bamidbar. There was a Kedusha. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at the Yonos ben Aziel on in Bolak, on Matovo Olach Yaakov. So he says, let me have it remind me. Mishkenosecha Yisrael. So, Mishkenosecha Yisrael, it's funny, Rashi here had a different uncle. So what does our uncle say? Mishkenach, Yaakov. And Rashi says, Mishkenosecha Chaniyoschak, it's Aguma. But Yonason Ben Aziel has, he says, V'chama yo'eyu mashkan zimna demimatzah beinechon u'mashkanechon v'chazor chazor le Beis Yisrael. In other words, that the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan is in the middle, is in the center, and the Klal Yisrael is surrounds it. Okay, the way the Machanos were. So that's Kedushas HaMachanos. So that's what Bilam was referring to. Mishkan Asech Yisrael, the Mishkan Echon Chazor, the Chazor Chazor way, that it surrounds it and it partakes of the Kedushas Mishkan. Beis Yisrael is endowed with Kedusha because of the way it's Chona, Soviv Le Mishkan Hashem. So the Chaniya is the way the Machanos was set up is part of Kedushas Yisrael. It's part of Kedushas Yisrael. So the way they were called to a meeting is also part of that system of Chaniya, because that was only during the time of the Machanos. So that's part of the system of Kedusha. So when you call, when you have it on a tainus, you call the people together for their mutual responsibility as an am, so it must also be through the instrument that is the vehicle and is a component of Kedushas Yisrael. In terms of how, in other words, what Rashi's saying is that it's true that that was used in the Midbar, but it's used today also the same way for Kedushas Am Yisrael. That is part of the Kedusha of the nation itself. But why did you say Kenufia Ba'alma? What he means is it's not Klape Shrina. It's not Klape Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Lezikaron. That's what it means, Kenufia Ba'alma.
Right, just an expression of the Kedushas Yisrael per se.
Per se. But it's not really essentially Zikaron. It's not a Tzkiya Shel Zikaron. It's a Tzkiya Shel Kenufia, which is part of Kedushas Yisrael. That's where you have to learn the way. Otherwise, what does it mean, Shemitzvah Sayyam HaChatzotzos? What kind of mitzvah is it?
So, Rabbi, what
and,
is,
and why do you have shofar for? And why do you have shofar? I mean, if it's just a practical thing, so what do you have shofar for? But if it's part of Kedushas Yisrael, so then you have to have shofar. Because whenever you have a HaChatzotzos, a Kol Shofar, a Reel of Ne'amelach Hashem, means whenever you're involved in something, and part of it, either chatzotros or shofar, which is part of Kedushas Yisrael, so then you must be mitzarif the missing half in order to create the entity of b'chatzotros or kol shofar or rilus ne'am alach Hashem.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What are the gathering for on Atinus?
The gathering for the responsibility of Klal Yisrael to be Omei B'Tfilu with Ne Hashem on the Neis Torah. It's a special gathering.
It's interesting that this is the way it was, the Chanuya of, I mean, that those ideas were retained.
That's
even,
right.
Even in Eretz Yisrael.
The idea of Oyel HaChol HaMikrei, then.
Right, yeah. It found itself in Tainius. That's where...
That's right. It still is there.
Still is there.
It wasn't just a mitzvah l'shoah.
Right.
But the mitzvah was retained that you must use chatzotros. Because it's part of the kenufia. Kenufia of Klal Yisrael is part of Kedushas Yisrael. Mm-hmm. That's Rashi. And that's what the Tirgum Yonis Menazil says by, that's how he interprets the words of Bilam.
Can you translate that talking about. Piece, Rabbi?
What?
Can you translate that piece, please?
By Bilam, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So See, the first one, Olecho, is Kama Yavon Inun Bate Midrashechon, the Mashkina. The Shamesh Bahon Yaakov Avuchon. So it stems from Yaakov as the first one to have the Beis HaMedrash, to establish the Beis HaMedrash, and we follow in his, every Beis HaMedrash is a Beis HaMedrash that goes back to Yaakov Avinu. V'chamo yo'ehu mashkan zimna, how nice is the Ol HaMishkan, the Mematza Beinechon, that's in the midst of you. Umashkenechon, the Chazor Chazor Le Beis Yisrael, and your Mishkan that Beis Yisrael surrounds it. Chazor Chazor, they're all around it.
It's interesting that the relationship to Klal Yisrael to Mikdash is also part of it.
Right,
and that's also fits in well with Tinus because you're coming to Mikdash. I mean, you know, it's in Mikdash that they're being Mikra Haida.
Right. So first, as Mashkan Zimna, as the Matzah Ben Echana means it's in your midst. In other words, that's where the Kiddush emanates from. Well, Mashkan Echon, and your dwelling, which surrounds it.
Right.
The dwelling of Beis Yisrael that surrounds it, it becomes one entity of Kiddusha.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, out of Tinus, would you do Truos also or only Tekiyas?
You mean because the Pasuk says...
Uvahakilas e akahal tisku v'lo sariya.
That's a good question.
I thought Bamachem was true, right? Bamachem was true. I don't understand. Why would you do true?
The only time they had true there was by Masa Edo, Masa Machanos. I was going to ask, what does it say in Tinus? Get a Gemara Tinus there. Tiko Akonim Tiko. What does Rashi say in the Chumash? I'll tell you what I think. That really the real tkiya is tkiya true tkiya. But then they couldn't do that because you had to differentiate between what the tkiya represented. In other words, was it masa machanos or was it the nesiyim? Or was it Hakulis HaKol? So you had to differentiate. So the way they differentiated was whether it was one or two, or whether it was Tkiya and True and Tkiya. But Bismana, that's only, in other words, really it would have been always Tkiya, True and Tkiya, because that's the full Tkiya. That's the full blowing. But the only thing is that if you had it that way then, no one would know which one it is. So you had to differentiate. So that was definitely Lashaw, because of the practical. But with Doros, you do the full tkiya, and the full tkiya is tkiya true tkiya.
I mean, it's actually strange because the Gemara on Daf Tesvav in the Mishnah.
Where, which Mishnah?
It's really long. It's the only like they put all the Mishnahs there together. But
Daf Tesvav.
Yeah. In Tinus.
In Tinus.
Yeah. It seems like they switched off. That first they, on one book they would do tkiya, and the next book they would do Truah.
Right. Oh, you're right. That's right, one they do tkiya, one they do trua, right. Yeah, that's right, the Rambam has like that, doesn't he?
You think so?
Yeah. But they definitely had tkiya, trua, tkiya. But again, they definitely, I mean, that's Tkiyas and Truas.
Yeah,
Tkiyas
and
Truas. Tkiyas and Truas, because that's the full sound of the instrument.
Though it's interesting, well, according to Rashi, why you would weave it into tefillah if it's Knofi Balma.
What?
According to Rashi, it's interesting you would put it into the tefillah if it's only for Knofi.
See, Knofi really doesn't mean to... they didn't use it practically. That was only in the Midbar. But it means it's the idea of Knofi. The idea that we're all together, we're all responsible, we're all being responsible for Klal Yisrael. That's the idea of Knofi Bizman Hazeh. It's a little bit different than it was then. But that's what he means by Knofi. It's the idea of Knofi is the idea of the Knofi Shel Klal Yisrael. And there's a certain Kedusha in that. So it's part of the Tefillah. Because they didn't go around blowing the Chatzotzos in order to get everybody to come. That wasn't the practicality. But the idea of the responsibility of the Kedusha Sakol of Knofia. Knofia is a special Kedusha Sakol. That in a time of emergency, everybody comes together. So that, that Kedusha is really what the Tekiyas represent. But, and that's why it's part of Tefillah. But the reason why it's Tekiyah and Trua is because that's the full sound. There's always Tekiyah and Trua. And in the Midbar, they couldn't do it because they had to differentiate. So they only used the full sound by Masa HaMachanos, because that was Ofi Hashem.
Right, that's why it makes sense that that's why it's a, just a mitzvah on Tainus.
Right.
It's not a practical thing, but it's just a, it's a Maisa Mitzvah.
It's a Maisa Mitzvah to recognize the concept of Knufya.
Right.
So how did they do it? One they did the Tkiyas, and one they did Truas. That's what it means, Knofi Balma. Does Rashi come back to that idea? I think it'll later, right? Where he says, "Well, he has Sheva Yovel Roshon Letzkiya, but Pshutin Vafagav Letzkiya Subiyovel Lo Letzilo Velo Zekaron, Elo Letzim Shiluach Avodim." So he differentiates between between Tekiya of Tefillah and Zekaron, as opposed to a Tekiyah of a Shiluach Avodah. Yeah, what did you say, Hill?
No, the next one, Kamad Pashat Tveyadav, he says, B'shem Nisal Veinu Al-Kapayim, Helkach Rosh Hashanah V'Pshutim, Zil Tzfilah Hu, V'yom HaKipurim Nami.
Right.
B'shem Deshav Yeh B'gzer Shava, V'tanias Dil Knufya, Lo'ech Boslan.
Right.
V'din Kfufin La'akera.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, what does it mean, Avdinu Kfufin La'Keira? Is anybody, there's one thing about that.
I guess that it's not tefillah.
That it's not?
That it's not for tefillah, meaning use the non-tefillah instrument.
That sounds like more like we were saying that there is no, it's not a malamed.
So what is the akara?
So if you would do it the same as something that is a malamed, you'd have the wrong idea about it.
Right.
So it's just not. It means it's not the malamed. It's not that entity.
It means to differentiate between that and between. The Tekiyas Shel Tefillah Shel Zekaron and Tefillah.
Right.
That's correct. Because they, the heels, that they're Pashut. That is Shel Yal Pashut.
Right.
And what about the Mandam that holds Kfufin on, the Mandam that holds Kfufin, what does he hold on, on Tinus.
No one brings that down.
No one brings that down.
They only bring it down for one guy.
No one brings it down. You know what we didn't do? We didn't do the last Tysus. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, just could you say that Rashi would hold then it also fit in with the idea of Vinis Karitim, but what he's saying is that the mitzvah is not produced as a chila. But Am Yisrael having that recognition will produce a chila within Hashem in the Am. But that's the whole point of the Tainus.
Right.
So therefore he could learn that it's the pasuk of Melchama also. Meaning that the pasuk of Melchama is the Mechayev, but he's showing you that it's Chatzotzkos because that's the idea of Knufia. He's showing you where it stems from.
How did you learn Melchama, you want to know? I don't know. Tesis, I want to say, Shtecha Tesis is Bemtza. Looks a little Tesis there. Shtecha Tesis is Bemtza. Shtei shofar asayu lahen, echad mikan ve'echad mikan. Kedei shiyu chatzotzros be'emtza, mishum the mitzvah ziyam ha'chatzotzros. What is Tesis saying there?
The kedei he has, I don't think Rashi had that.
What's that?
Rashi didn't have kedei. I mean, Rashi just says he had two shofros on the sides and the chatzotzros in the middle. That's just the way it was. But Tosfos says the reason that the shofros were on the sides is so that the chatzotzros would be in the middle.
Isn't he adding the fact that there's two shofros? Yeah, because normally shofros by itself.
Right.
So therefore, if the mitzvah yom ha-shofar, you do one shofar and two chatzotzros on the side. But when the chatzotzros is the ikar, you need an added shofar in order to put the chatzotzros in the middle.
Right.
But when the shofar is the ikar?
Then you only need one shofar.
Then you only need one shofar and you have the two chatzotzros.
Right, the chatzotzros is always two.
It's always two.
But he's saying the reason you have two shofars is not intrinsic in shofar, it's the separate halacha you have to add it in order to have it in the middle.
That's correct. That's what he said. That's correct. So the added shofar is really a key in the chatzotzros.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Shal Zecharim Yovelos V'Shal Ye'elim. Leslei L'Rabbi Yehuda Shove Yovel L'Rosh Hashanah V'Hadu Ba'inan Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Lav Mishum D'Yelfinan M'Yovel Ela K'd'idach Tana D'Yelef V'Perek Basra Midachsiv Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar.
So far, I mean, it's strange because he says if there's no equation, so he says, how do you know you need shofar and Rosh Hashanah, right?
Right.
I mean, tikkun v'chod shofar would be strange because divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah
Alfinan. Right.
But it doesn't remain with that. Amiyu, go ahead.
Amiyu, how tana nami yalef Rosh Hashanah miyovel b'gzer shava? Kizekamrinan, Shalosh Turuos Nemru Rosh Hashanah. Umaisi Kra Diveha Avarsa Shofar Trua Dichsiv Miyovel. Uva Yom Vlobalaila Nam Yalef Miyovel Kidakamar Hasam. Bahad Itzrichle Kra de Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Mishum de Yalef Nami Rosh Hashanah Mi Midbar. Bahava Mina de Vachatzotros Kimidbar. L'kach nira d'mode Rabbi Yehuda d'shove yovel l'Rosh Hashanah ela l'inyan hach milsa ein shayach l'hashvosam lios b'shel zifarim k'shav Rosh Hashanah d'taima d'Rosh Hashanah misvara ba'alma d'kama d'kayif inish t'fei adif shehu yom ha'din u'l'hazkir akeda aval yovel d'l'shiluach avadim v'sados hachozros l'baylim Ein lachush, ela shehei shem shofar alav. Afagav to Rabbi Levi, Nami, Mashvelahul in Yanza, Mishum Xerashava, Yeshlamra the Bahapligi.
Okay. Well, confusing, huh? Well, this is going up and back over here. So he says, what do you learn out from Yovel? The Maisa Tkiah. By Yom and Atalaila. And also, what the Tkiah Sushol Shruas. So if that's the case, why don't you learn out the shofar also? So he says, because he learns out Rosh Hashanah from Midbar. So you don't know whether it's from Midbar and the Chatzotzos or whether it's from Yovel. So the Tikva Chodesh Shofar is the Kasva Shlishi, that's Machriya Benayim. So now he's back to the problem, so it's Shova, so he does have the equation. So what's the, so he wants to define the Machlekes. According to the way he defined it before, Reb Levi maintains that it's part of the substance of the mitzvah. So you must have them the same once you have an equation. But here he wants to open up the Tana, the Mishnah, and say he disagrees. So how does he define the Machlokes? The time of the Rosh Hashanah Mesvara Ba'alma. Like he said before, in other words, that it's not a transferable component. He's saying, trying to define what he's saying here. How do you define what he's saying here? Mesvara Balma. The Kama Dekaya finished Tvei Odif. He leaves it a little tough to come to a precise definition. How did he have it before? Before he had it simply, that since Reb Levi has Gzera Shova, so it's a part of the essence of the thing. Right. So that's why it's Ma'akev. And that's why Paskin. But the Tana, the Mishnah, doesn't hold that way. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Yeah.
If you hold that it's a Svara, then would you say it's Ma'akev?
See, he's not saying that it's... He doesn't want to go back on that. He's not saying that according to Reb Yehuda it's not indispensable. Because he's learning that everybody learns whatever limud you have is indispensable.
Ah, so it would be, but he's trying
it
to...
It would be, but it's...
Not from
Zereshava. Right. What he's saying makes sense, but the only thing is that it would be nice if we can get a more precise definition. Yeah.
I mean, it's like we said yesterday in the Tosos, like, distinction with Rambam had it, that the ruler of Yehuda would say also it's Ma'akev as part of the, so it's not part of the Tosos, so why wouldn't he learn Zereshava?
That's what Thais is trying to say. That's exactly what Thais is trying to answer. Why wouldn't he learn the Gzera Shava? He, you see, Thais doesn't know like the Rama. But he's trying to explain why he doesn't learn. He's trying to explain your question. Why he doesn't learn the Gzera Shava?
If you like the Rama, it wouldn't be a problem.
Wouldn't be a problem. Because you can't.
Right.
Hillel was mentioning yesterday. He asked me a question. on, I think it was who? It was somebody else. I don't remember. Moshe or somebody asked the question. And what he's saying is like this. What Taisvis is saying is that there's two halachas in shofar. There's the Chetzah Shel shofar, and then there's the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah in shofar. So what Taisvis is saying is that's the machlegas. Do I say that the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah is inseparable from the shofar itself? It's all one entity. And if it's not a shofar Shel Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah, it's not a shofar at all. Or do I say the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah is a lacha nekiyum mitzvasa shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but not in the Chetzah Shel shofar? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a lacha nekiyum mitzvasa. So therefore, if it's a lacha nekiyum mitzvasa, so it's not transferable to Yom Kippur.
Right.
But if I say that the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah is a part of the very shofar itself, and if you can't be Mekayim Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah, then it's not the entity. So then you'd have to have the equation, the Gzeirah Shavah, and go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Then you'd have to do that. Because otherwise it's not a shofar.
Right.
That's the Machlekes. He says, B'ha Pligi. That's why it says, Ein Locha Shel Shehei Shem Shofar Lov. It would be very nice if you had Ashrei Yodei Sruah too, but the only thing you have to worry about really is just a Shem Shofar. So there's a Shem Shofar, and then there's the Kiyum Mitzvasa of Kafuf. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's true, it's one entity, but it's one entity because of the function of the Zichron Truah of the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah, the Kiyum Mitzvasa. So that's not transferable to Yom Kippurim of Yovel, where there's no Kiyum Mitzvasa like that. But according to Rabbi Levi, he maintains that if it's not a shofar of Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah, it's not the entity. So therefore, it is transferable. That's what they should say.
Right.
The question is whether the Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah could be viewed separately as what? As a Kiyum Mitzvasa? Or it's inseparable, because that's the very essence of shofar, of the chefza of shofar, not the maisa tkias. Okay, that's very good. All right. Okay, so now what are we left with? We're left with the Balabar and the Rambar. Right, that's a separate parsha. In other words, it's one entity in the mitzvasa, in the kiyum mitzvasa shel shofar. But there's the shem shofar, and then there's the shofar for the kiyum mitzvasa.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see. Means your mice has to be done all day this thing.
Yeah, it's ma'akev. It's not like the Rambam. It's definitely ma'akev, because it'll be ma'akev in the kiyum mitzvasa. So if you ask me what's the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, it's kafuf.
It's not because the shofar lacks, it's because the mitzvah that you're chayv to do with that shofar would lack.
That's right, exactly. The kiyum mitzvasa would be impossible. It would be ma'akev in the kiyum mitzvasa. But there still is a shem shofar and a Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah. Two separate parshas. But according to Reb Levi, it's one indiscriminate entity. One entity of a chefza of limud. The Ashrei Am Yodei Sruah is built into the shofar. That's the machlokes.
It's an interesting way of interesting kind of halachic formulation. If you say it, that it lacks in the kiyum mitzvah, it's like you don't really think of it that way.
That's right. That's right. You don't think of it that way.
You never, like, you, I mean, you don't think of, like, halakhic structures, you know, like that.
That's
way.
Right. And so you look at it as a ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. Those terms you look at it. But over here, in terms of ma'akev, it's the same ma'akev. But why it's makiv is different.
Right.
Because of the key mitzvah. So it's very nice. Tastes very nice. As usual. He really opens up the definitions. But you see from this, he didn't learn like the Rambam. But the Rambam really answered his questions. I guess he didn't want to learn that the Mishnah is switching. Okay, very nice.
All right.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, sir. Have a good Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah, so the question is, on Chafzayin Amad Aleph, the question is, that what was Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Svara? It's five lines down from the wide lines. L'miyavet uvda kamas nisen. Amalei Rava, le amrel b'migdash. And then Tanya Nami Achab Mevarmer, b'migdash al b'gvum, makam shesh chatzosos, ein shofar. Makam shesh chatzosos, ein chatzosos. V'chein hidig, Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipuri, Rabbi Chananya ben Trajim b'sichni. B'shabot dover yitzel chachom, amru lo yenoigin kein. Ela b'sharim mizrach v'bahar b'ayas v'vad. So he says, "My kara b'chatzosos v'kol shofar." Real from the Melech Hashem, who did mean chatzosos v'kol shofar? Avabal malo. So it means to say that they thought that they'll make one uniform set of tzkiyas. So just like you do it in the Mikdash, you do it with Gvul, can't do any on. And this way people won't get confused, and you'll always remember to do it by Migdash. So it won't be halacha that's forgotten. I mean, it'll be one set of tzkiyas. No harm making it uniform. Okay? So they said, no. You're not allowed to do that because you need a matir for b'chatzosos v'kol shofar. B'chatzosos v'kol shofar real from the Melech Hashem means that I tell you that Tilim Tzadiches is talking about the whole Bria, Yeramayim Malo. And the Harisim Chochof Yachar Harim Yaneinu. So they said that that's only need a matir for that shevach. And the matir is Lefnei HaMelech. The Melech is Mechayev. But if you're not Lefnei HaMelech, you can't do it. You can't do it. Yes. He was Lashna Ramban. Irelem Shev B'Migdosh. B'Tanios. Kol Mashar Roshos Migdash. In other words, we wanted to make a uniform. Whatever you do in the Migdash, you can do here too. So they told him, you're not allowed to do that. Because you need a mati for that. Because the pasuk says, b'chatzosos kol shofar. So if you use chatzosos and kol shofar, it's an additional shevach. And narasim kol chof. So that you can't do unless you lufnei Melech Hashem. You need a matir for that. Okay? In other words, and the same thing with Baruch Shem Kvo Mochusel, that they were a manhig that time. Why? Because they thought Baruch Shem Kvo Mochusel is a bigger shevach. So why can't you use that Bigvulun also? So Bigvulun can't do any harm? Say no, it's reserved for Mikdash. And you need a matir for that.
Also reserved for the Shem Hashem.
Right? For the Shem Hashem, yeah. Shem Avaya.
Right.
The Gemara, the Rif quotes the Gemara. I'm Rav Shimon Levi Maikra. Bachasos was a kol shofar, real of Nemel Hashem. Nemel Hashem would have been a chasos. Okay. So what does he say? The Kaimalon Kihom Asnita. The Ani Tema. In Masha Reisi b'tshuva sagenim, nagu l'skoa b'tainis b'shofar, l'fi mishnah zu nira lanu she'ain lanu l'skoa b'tainios b'gvulin ela b'chatzosros. Right. Ain shofar. Yep. So how could they go against the Mishnah? So he's not arguing with the Rif, Balamar. As he usually does, he's using the riff against the Gainim. because they're going against the Gemara. Okay. So you think the Rambam be happy with that, but it's not. Okay.
He's got no allegiance.
Okay, so the Milchemes takes after the Balamar, and he quotes a Yerushalmi, right? That what? That that this is a source for the Gainim, that they blow on shofar on Tainus. Because Kumi, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Token, Betanisa. Boy, Rebbe, some say it's not Rebbe in this case. Bavi Yiskun, Kumu, Bachatzotros. So he said they should do a Chatzotros v'lo Shmiya. They don't listen to the Sanya, Chatzotros, but Mekdash v'in Chatzotros b'gvulin. Okay, so therefore, so b'gvulin you do shofar, and in the Migdash on Tainus, you do Chatzotros. Okay, so why this discrepancy? Okay, the Yeshlan Lafarish L'daitam. Go ahead.
Yeshlan Lafarish L'daitam. Makom sheyesh shofar to go on Rashi.
He says over there, V'amrinim b'mesachet tainis yein omrim zechronos v'shofros ela b'rosh Hashanah u'biyovel u'bishas hamulchama. Say the brachas. Amar k'seder hazeh osim b'mulchama. Well, you're talking about Chatzotros, Loba Shofros. So they do the same Seder, Malchus, Chmeres, Shofros, the Migdash, and what? And they blew Chatzotros instead of Shofros, right?
They just blew
Chatzotros. What is that?
Makom talking about
Chatzotros,
not talking about the Mishnah, where it
says Tangios is mitzvah saying about Chatzotros. Right, where it says that what? Where it says Makom talking about Chatzotros and Shofar, right?
Right.
So the Brisa. So Makom sheyesh Chatzotros and Shofar, speaking in general. Okay, and b'shas mochama, the mikdash and b'shas mochama. So it is mikdash. Yeah. No.
How do you have
mikdash and b'mochama? Shekol Yisrael tluyin b'davar. My time of the chatzos was knufya. The chol Yisrael ksivim.
Isn't that knufya too?
For Muhammad.
Right, for Muhammad. So that would that be wherever the war is going to be? Huh?
But it means the Mikdash is any time as well, when they did it in the Mikdash.
Yeah.
The clearest exposition of the Ramban's Shita is in the Chidushei HaRamban, in the black ones. It's on Dav Zion. Right before Parashani. Okay. So he says that what? That Chatzotros listenu b'gvulin el b'shas melchoma. She'dechsiv kisvo melchom ba'atzchem. Chatzotros b'knufi l'kol Yisrael. Ksiv hilkach. B'migdish b'tainiya she knufi l'kol Yisrael mitzvayim ha'chatzotros. B'shofar nami tokim mishum nusiv b'chatzotros kol shofar l'fnei mal Hashem. Aval b'gvulin b'shas melchom ba'chatzotros b'lvad tokim. U'mespalin kiseder ha'tainiyos. Can I read him a gemara? L'fi she'in omen z'chornis shofar celebra Hashanah b'yovo b'shas melchoma. Alma v'shas mochama, alma zechronos shofros, we're talking about chatzotros. The crying, you know. Ha b'shor tainios, ha tru al gamrina bu, avol b'shofros, u dumi to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So the question is, what's the formula? What kind of formula is this? Yeah. Apparently, the way the Ramban is learning is that chatzotros is knufya, but one step further than Rashi. That Chatzotros is knufya. Rashi learns it's not Lashem. It's knufya for the Am, that everybody has a responsibility. That's what Rashi learns. That's why you have Chatzotros. The Ramban learns that sometimes the Kiyum knufya is a Kiyum of Lefnei Hashem, of a Niskartam. When all of Klal Yisrael is in danger. When all of Klal Yisrael is in danger, so the Kinufya is a kiyum of Lefnei Hashem, that we're all in danger. But on an ir achas, there's no such sechira. So that's why in an ir achas, in order to have sechira, the instrument is shofar. That's where the Ramban is on. That he's saying knufya, that we already established in Rashi, that knufya is not stam knufya. Correct? But the Ramban goes further. He says, when it's knufya of all of Klal Yisrael, it's like you're placing yourself before Kadosh Baruch Hu and you're saying we're all in danger. Sakana sa'am. The whole Ummah is involved. So either that's melchama, okay, shas melchama, or else it's what? Or else it's Mikdash, Tainus and Mikdash. Tainus and Mikdash is also all of it's a kiyum of Knufya of all of Klal Yisrael. So whenever there's a kiyum Knufya of all of Klal Yisrael, that has a special kiyum of Schir of Nei Hashem. Because it means we're all in Sakana. We're all in Sakana. But if it's only an Ir Achas, you don't have that Zechira. So then you use Shofar. Because shofar is the instrument of schira. Okay?
Intrinsically
schira. Right. Well, you'll see, he's not sure about that. But the Ramban is not sure about it. He's not too happy with that part of it. That the shofar is, because if you're going to tell me in time, maybe shofar has no schira in tainus. Where do you get the shofar is a schira in tainus? Right? So that's why he has the Oidya Shlomar. Inami. Take a look at the Inami.
Inami kivin d'lo kepeda nagu shokos v'namina v'yushami v'taniyos v'lama token v'fanos lomar choshvinu v'ilu yolim kibahema v'fanacha.
So what is he saying? What do you mean? What do you mean? Ain kepeda. What kind of halacha is that? No kepeda. I mean, funny kind of thing.
You can use either one.
That's what he's saying. So that's why they were knowing with shofros. So he's bonded with the shofar. How did you get if the migdash b'malchama and b'tainus? Of Kol Yisrael, so Chatzotzros is used because of Knufya, and that's a Zakaran. So how do you know when it's not Kol Yisrael that it's Shofar? Where did Shofar suddenly emerge from? Do you know what I mean? What's the source? Right? So that's what he's trying to answer in the Inami. But you have to interpret him. He says, since it doesn't matter. He says, but what does it mean it doesn't matter? Ein kepeda. What do you mean ein kepeda? Well, how could it be zalocha no kepeda? You know, what does it mean ein kepeda? You can't just use any instrument. You can't use anything. So ein kepeda means either chatzotros or shofar. I mean, that's what he means by ein kepeda. So where does he get that from? He says, since it's ein kepeda, so we use the shofar because we're going kebehema. Going lefanacha kebehema. We're like behemoths, just we don't know what we're doing, and we're just behemoths, and we're just like a behemoth cries for his master to help him. We're devoid of chachma.
Creatures of instinct.
Right. That's the only thing we could do. So the first step is he holds it, it's halacha of trua. That's the halacha. Right? So trua is either chatzotzros or shofar. Right? Okay. But what is the going kebehema? What is that? I mean, it's a nice reason, but how does that fit into the halachic system? Right? So, what I'm thinking is like this, that in the chatzotzros and the migdash, or Melchama, where it's all of Klal Yisrael. So the kiyum is in the kol chatzotzros. It's in the kol chatzotzros. Okay? The kol is the zakaran. But in Gvulin, where it's only like one city, so it's not the kol, it's not the official kol, but the halacha is to do trua influence the Am, to inspire the Am. It's a key in the Kavanas Alev of the Am, the Trua. So as long as it has a Shem Trua, it's good. But since it's an instrument and a vehicle to instill the Kavanas Alev in the Am, the Trua, so we chose Shofar because that sets the right Kavanas Alev. Go in Lefanecha Kebehemah. We're just like behemoths that are just crying, making sounds, and gives it a character. It gives it the character of the attitude of tefillah. That's what the Shomer says. So the difference between the Melchama Atzar Atzar Eschem or Tainius B'Migdash, where it's Knuf Shel Kol Yisrael. The difference is that in those cases, it's the coal of the chatzotzros, the coal. So the coal is really the zikaron, but that's because of it's all of Klal Yisrael, so it's a real zikaron. But where it's not a real zikaron, so you just need chua. But what do you need chua for? Chua for the kavanas alev of the yam. So apparently, you have to say one step further. That the chatzotzros and the migdash is both. Because where do you get? How do you get from chatzotzros and the migdash to shofar begvulin, right? So apparently the chatzotzros and migdash is both. The kol is a kiyum and is a kiyum zikaron, and also it functions. The trua functions for the kavanas alev of the other. Okay, it's also a vehicle of expression for the Am. So in Migdash you have both, but in Gvulin you only have one. So you only have the Kavanas Alev Chua. That's how you learn our Chua. You need Chua b'Shas Tainus. So that's why Shofar is the best choice. You'd be Yetzu with both of them, because the Kavanas Alev would be instilled by both of them. But we use shofar because it has an additional idea. Okay?
So the Kavanas Alev of Chatzotzros is that
it's Knufya. It's Knufya. It's Knufya. Knufya. We're all before the Borei Olam, and the whole Klal Yisrael is in a Nes Tzara. But it's interesting that the kol serves a double function. Reminds you of the Rambam, Remez Yeshbo. Remez Yeshbo by Shofar. It's a kiyum of the Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Now, Asham Yerisrua. According to the Rambam, the Asham Yerisrua is over here too. So it's two things. But the only thing is, Bigvulin, you lose the kiyum of the Kol per se. You only have Hashem Yad Yisro. You only have Hashem Yad Yisro. That's right. So the Ramban is operating with both. There's a mechanical sound, and there's the Hashem Yad Yisro sound. So the Migdash, when it's all of Klal Yisrael, is both. And Bigvulin, you don't have that because it's only when it's all of Klal Yisrael that the Kol is actually Zakan. So then you only have the Kavanas Alev. You only have the Kavanas Alev. And Kavanas Alev of Trua. So you could use either or, as long as it's a Shem Trua. Okay, you can't just use any instrument. It has to have a Shem Trua. And Trua is only Chatzotz and Kol Shofar. And Kol Shofar is preferable. Okay? That's the Ramban. But, the Ramban, the emotion is pointing out, the Ramban in Taina says, the Tugmos is a girl, Bashar Taina is a Trua Gamrinim Bu. You learn how Trua. I will Bashar for us who do me to Rosh Hashanah. Right. So you learn Atshua, but it's Dumi Rosh Hashanah that the Ashram Yad Yisroa. Ashram Yad Yisroa. So it's very good. It works out nicely. Yeah, over here is Mashmed that he's saying that you learn Atshua, but the Atshua has to be a Atshua of Zakaran. So if it's all of Klal Yisrael, so there's Zakaran through the Chatzotzros. But if it's not all of Klal Yisrael, so you have to use the vehicle of Zakaran, which is Rosh Hashanah Shofros. That's what he's saying. And that's according to the first Teretz. The end of the Ramban on page Zion in the black edition, Chiddush Ramban, page Zion in the on the Gemara, right before Perek Sheni. So over there, he's going in the end. He's going to the first teretz, because where did Shofar, how did Shofar arise? Where did it come from? So the answer is that Chatzotras is a Kiyum Zekarim, but only if we're all in danger. So then it's Kiyum Zekarim. But if we're not all in danger, so then there's no Kiyum Zekarim. But so then what? But you need Teruah. So what do you use? You use the entity which is always a Kiyum Zekarim, the entity from Rosh Hashanah. You borrow the entity from Rosh Hashanah, which is Shofar. But the second teretz is like we said before. The second teretz is you can use either or. Okay? Why either or? Because you just need trua. And it's not a keem in the kol. It's not a keem in the kol. According to this teretz, it's a keem in the kol. But the kol shofar is a keem, even though it's not, is always a keem in Zekarim. Always good, like on Rosh Hashanah. Like on Rosh Hashanah. It's not because of all the Klal Yisrael is in danger. It's a kiyum of Zekarim and the shofar itself. So that's why. So that's the difference in first teretz and second teretz. According to the first teretz, you switch to shofar because you need a kiyum Zekarim and kol. And that's only either b'chatzotzos where the whole arm is in danger, or else you have to use shofar. But according to the second teretz, the kiyum of the trua is you just need a ma'aseh trua. Why? It's only for the Asher Am Yedei Srua. There's no keem in the kol. So you could use either or, but we use what? Shofar, preferably, because we're chashuv machshuv ourselves like behemos. Kilo gonlof and achik behemos. Okay? Those are the two tourism. That's what the Ramban is mesupik about. Whether the kol shofar in tainis, begvulin, is a keem in the kol of Zekarim, or whether there's no keem in the kol at all, it's just a keem in the Shmias Trua because of the Am, and you could use either or. Okay, if it's a keem in the kol, you must use only Shofar. It's a keem in the kol. Because that you learn from Rosh Hashanah, that it's a keem in the kol. Okay? Alright, so those are the two Terusim in the Ramban. It'll be an afkamina, because if you're going to say it's the kol shofar, so even if the am is not machaveh properly, but if you're going to say it's just for kavana sa'am, so if the am is not machaveh, so the whole thing is worthless. I think by molchama, I think it means that where there's a molchama, it's considered all of Klal Yisrael.
Everybody's right.
That's right. So that means according to the Ramban, by the Holocaust, it would have blown chatzotzros. The piyut from Rabbi Lezer Kalir, Yeresi Befsosi Siach Laashko, Kumi Lachalos. That's where he says that we have no knowledge and we like Bemis. That's the Kavanas Alev. That's the same thing. Right. You don't use the Chatzotros. That was only in the Midbar.
Right.
As an act of getting everybody together. But it's the Kiyum Zekarim of Kenufia. The Kiyum Zekarim of Lefnei Hashem of Kenufia.
And where's the
Kenufia
there?
It's the
Kiyum
Zekarim
of
Kenufia.
So it's Kenufia
like now. Okay, he's passing that way. Lefikach Nahagnu in the Rosh Hashanah, Perek Vav. Daf Kuf Mem Aleph in the black edition, in the back of the Sefer. Lefikach Nahagnu Anu Besford Lesko Beshofros Betainios Shelat Sarah. Sheinosin came b'tzofus klal. Shemayim sovereign d'mashamar in tanisu b'bava l'filu t'filakama. Klam v'lasim v'abo l'midu l'tkis. V'anu k'var madno al ikizeh hadava b'reis menagmar b'maisu menagayim. Sheyesh tanisu b'bava l'cholin in t'filu l'inyin nila l'asim v'abo l'tkis. Okay. Yeah, Rashi is also like the Balamar. Chatzotzros and not shofar. Because they hold that what? They hold that the kiyum kinufi is not a kiyum of is not Lashem. It's a different kiyum. It's a kiyum of kinufi that we're responsible for each other. That's a difference. It's kedusha sa'am, but like Kedushas Chaniya, like we learned. But it's not Lashem. Okay, so that's why he holds on the Chatzotzos. That's the Ramban, and I mean that's the Balamor and Rashi. That's what they hold. But the Ramban, the Machlekes is the Balamor and Rashi, and the Ramban is whether there's a Kiyum Knufya of Lefnei Hashem. That's the question.
So if you say it's just
that's the Machlekes.
That's going to be even
bigger. What?
If you say it's just Kedushas Ham, that's going to be even bigger than Achas.
Even Medina Achas is what? It would be Chatzotzos. Chatzotzos. Yeah. Because it's a Kiyum Knufya.
Anytime you even have a part of the Amgad.
Right. As long as it's Knufya, it's a responsibility. But it's not Lashem. But Ramban took Knufya, and he said that if it involves all of Klal Yisrael, then it's Lashem. That's the difference. That's the difference. Ramban is Mesupik, whether... Chatzotzos is only like the pasuk says, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael is a different type of melchama. It's not simply the tsar of the people in melchama. That's in Chutz Laaretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's the breaking down of the entity of Klal Yisrael Shurim Vad Masan is a different phenomenon. It's a different phenomenon. So that's a different tzara. That's a different type of melchama. Different type of melchama. And that melchama is a kiyum of chatzotzos.
Yeah, the whole thing, the whole system's online.
The whole system's online, right.
If you're in that's right. Already,
and Gullus already, it's a matter of tzara for the Klal. It's a different thing. Yes. What? Yeah. Okay, so the first day we mentioned, we added something to the Ritva that we really didn't have clearly before, that in his Lushan, in the Amar Rabbi Avo, on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph in the Ritva. The Ritva is, I don't know if that's a bit put it down in the Daf in the Ritva, because it depends which edition you have, right? What? In the tan ones, oh, that's Mosad Rav Kook?
Yeah.
Okay, Mosad Rav Kook, so they break each page up into two columns. So it's on column Kufchav Zayin and column Kufchav Ches. But it's at the end, it's on Tezayin Amar Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avoh. Memory of Rabbi Avoh at the bottom of the bottom of the daf. Okay, so he says, "L'mitzvah menamufcha binin shofar kofof, the kamadakai finish libe tvei miley, bein shelusha ayala shel davaracher, elafisha nogu kol yisrael l'skoa b'shofar shel ayal, kabor Rabbi Avoh mayachas shekol shofar kofof sagi v'afilu l'mitzvah menamufchar, v'afilu l'mitzvah menamufchar." Yeah. So what does he mean? He means that in other words, he means in terms of the mitzvah itself. I see on the footnote he has. This one has a lot of big footnotes. It's interesting. Yeah, the reason is because they didn't learn that they didn't establish that it became minig. I mean, this is like the Rambam's kind of history. You know, he deduces it from his far. Must be this is what happened. So that's the way the Ritva works. He says it must be that it became a minig. So if it was a minig, so then it can't be mitzvah min amufchar. Because mitzvah min amufchar is how the mitzvah is set up, midaraisa. So here's an interesting thing. That, and he says, v'hoda madrina ma kodesh baruch hu avgad deinel aminig, mekam kam rei avtiach kodesh baruch hu lavram shekolz ma shemachzikim bedrach hu v'osna mitzvah b'chibo, sheyizko lehem ha-kedoso. So the on the contrary, over here, the fact that it's not a mitzvah min hamufchar. The mitzvah min hamufchar is kafuf, but ayil is not a mitzvah min hamufchar at all. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael took upon themselves to use an ayil because of the Zecher L'Akedas Yitzchak. So that means that they don't just do the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah, or even to be mekayim the tikkun ha-mitzvah ke tikkuno ke yiduro b'chol digdukov and mitzvah min hamufchar, even though they didn't take upon themselves to do it because of the mitzvah min hamufchar. On the contrary, because they didn't, that's why they were moved by a higher element, namely the chibas ha-mitzvah, and that's the derech Avraham Avinu, to gain from the mitzvah. So they thought into the mitzvah. They didn't just say it's mitzvah min hamufchar, that's it. But they thought into the mitzvah and the limud ha-mitzvah, and it shows that they followed the derech of Avraham Avinu, whose derech was shlemus ha-adam. And which shows you that even if a person is medaktik and mitzvahs kachut asaira and all the tikkunim and all these yetzel chaladeis and all these things, he's still not in the real realm of kiyam mitzvah. The real realm is beyond that, is where he looks at the mitzvah in terms of an object of shlemus and perfection, and he has a chiba for the mitzvah, and he goes beyond. He's not interested only in the kiyam mitzvah. As for most people, the kiyam is the thing. So if he has a mitzvah, I did it the best possible way, that's it. That's still not on the level. As long as his emotions are tied to the kiyam mitzvah, so it's lacking. But the derech of Avram is where the emotions are tied to the higher level of a shlemus adam that's derived from the mitzvah. That's what the Ritva says. So the Ritva is mashma that you only allowed to do it over here. You can't in general, like let's say you'll say, I'll take certain kind of lulavim, a certain type of a srogim, because it reminds me of some kind of a thing, some kind of a chibah mitzvah. You can't do it. I mean, you can take a hadar, but because that's part of the mitzvah min hamufchar. But over here is a unique situation, because the Ritva says, she'atem machavim mitzvah zu zecher l'akedas Yitzchak. Or the old girsa was, she'atem machavim mitzvah bo zecher l'akedas Yitzchak. It means that over here only, it's not considered most of all mitzvahs. Why? Because there is the avtacha comes from the akedah. And the akedah is a theme of the day. The derech of Avraham Avinu. Zochrin zikaron tov v'necha. So the theme of the zikaron is Avraham Avinu. Shkavash rachma v'asas tzoncha v'lev v'sholim. So the theme is Akedah. Akedah Sitzchak Gam Lazar Brachman Tiskar. So the Akedah is a theme, and what you're doing is you're showing that in this theme there was a Haftacha that you should have Chibuv Mitzvah, so therefore you're allowed to demonstrate the Chibuv Mitzvah through the aisle. And it's outside of the Mitzvah. So it's intrinsically outside of mitzvah because of Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak sets the basis. And the basis is that the mitzvah should be done like the Derech Avraham Avinu. And that's why you're limiting it to, ayil. So then there's no Mosif ala mitzvahs. Then on the contrary. Then it's not Mosif ala mitzvahs. Because Akedas Yitzchak is part of the theme. And you're not saying this is part of the mitzvah. You're showing the chib of mitzvah to remind you of the derech of Avraham Avinu. So in this case, in specific, it's not considered mosif because of the nature of the hosafa. Because the nature of the hosafa. Because the mitzvah has a theme of derech of Avraham Avinu. And what you're doing is, you're limiting yourself to a shofar shalayil because of that derech of Avraham Avinu, which is built into the mitzvah. Which is not, you're not being mosif. The premise is you're not being mosif on the mitzvah. On the contrary, you're showing a theme which is a part of this structural part, which is a part of this mitzvah itself. So that's why only in this case you're allowed to do that. But otherwise you'd be a most of all mitzvahs, because the mitzvah gives you the framework. The mitzvah gives you the framework where your asiyah can enter. And it enters in terms of the idea of zikaron, of the derech of Avraham Avinu. So only in this mitzvah is it possible to do that. Otherwise, you'd be a most of all mitzvahs. That was the theme of the mitzvah, is the derech of Avraham Avinu. So in this case, by using a shelayel, you're invoking that theme. So that is mutter in this mitzvah. It's not a most of all a mitzvah, because it's a part of the mitzvah itself that the person should learn the derech. And you're doing something which shows the derech. That's not called most of all a mitzvah. But only over here. You can't do it anywhere else. That's why he says mitzvah zu. Sha'atam machavim mitzvah zu. Or mitzvah bo. Machavim mitzvah bo zecha lakedas yitzchak. In this mitzvah only. Vaholchim
b'drachav.
Zoo is better, according to us. Zoo is better, yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But bow is also good, because in Zecha L'Kedesh Yitzchak, because that's built into this mitzvah, the Zecha L'Kedesh Yitzchak. So that's what he's saying. That's true. It is also very significant that the backdrop of the mitzvah is Ashram Yad Yisroel's ideas. That's true. But not only is it ideas, but this idea is the theme of Zikaron. So then you're not being most holy mitzvahs. You're just showing, you're referencing the theme of Zikaron.
Right. Meaning in the content.
In the mitzvah.
There's two poems.
You're not saying that this is the only Maisa mitzvah. You're not saying the only, but what you're doing fits into the framework of the whole Zikaron of the Derech of Avraham Avinu. So that's why you're allowed to do that. In other words, it's part of the nature of the mitzvah. It emanates from the character of the mitzvah. Then it's not Mosif. But if you take a mitzvah and you start saying, I wanted to be reminiscent of this theme that he, this yisod, that's really Mosif all mitzvahs. You're making your own mitzvahs then. Here you're not making your own mitzvah, because this is what it is. It really is a reference to the Derech of Avraham. So the Derech of Avraham is a theme of the mitzvah, and it's a theme of the Ashriyam Yodei Seruah. So therefore, this asiyah is a legitimized asiyah by that theme, by the nature of this mitzvah. That's why it says, she'ata machavim mitzvah zu, zecha l'keres yitzchak. But you can only do, it's only mitzvah zu. You can't do it in any other mitzvah.
You can't throw any, else you can't throw any theme, anything you want into shofar, even though
right.
Shofar lends itself as
Ashriyam Yodei Seruah. Right.
There is a certain content of Ashriyam Yodei Seruah.
Right.
And this fits in because...
We're going back now to explain Shenemar Bahar Hashem Yeroah. So in other words, really, after the Yimala said to Shafiqat Chalanar, so he should have stopped and gone home, turned around and go home. But he didn't do that. He took the aisle, and it was Makriv of the aisle. He said Hashem Yira. Right? So why he says, Vayakvelo Atachas Beno, what does it mean? It means that he was saying, and Vekra Avram Hashem Makamo Hashem Yira, means that Hashem should consider that whenever Klal Yisrael is makriv, if they do it in the right way, it's like Akeda, it's like the Akeda, it's like going through the Akeda. So he said that's the prototype of all the karbonos. If they go in as derech and they do it machmas chibor, so then it's as if they're doing it like he did it. So, and then the pasuk says, "Asher Yomar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiroah," means his tefillah was makubal, and the mikdash was established in that place, Bahar Hashem Yiroah. So, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskin to that, and that's the source of the avtacha. That's what it means. And it shows you that right after the akedah, where he got out of the most difficult thing that he could have possibly done. He was concerned about establishing Klal Yisrael. That was his immediate concern. In other words, instead of experiencing relief that he doesn't have to be makriv of his son, his first thought was, how can that be used for perfection in the future for Klal Yisrael? Right.
Yeah.
So Elosh el Avram Avinu and Avos Perikei, it says, was from Sheshmei Bereshis. So why is that so? The answer is because it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have left this Koveya for Klal Yisrael to chance. So it's true, it was Avram Avinu's Bechira. And his amazing Bechira was that he just left an incident which was the most difficult thing for him to do. And his concern was for Klal Yisrael that should be the idea behind all the Kabbanis. And it should be considered as if they themselves did the Akeda. So that was so to speak, his tefillah, and Asher Yom HaYom Har Hashem Yiron was the Haskama. That was the Makom HaMikdash, and that was accepted. That was accepted. He was Kaveh HaMakom. The way you apply it to all mitzvahs is like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Milah, that you have to look for a tam. In other words, that the mitzvah should always be a vehicle of perfection. I mean, that's why it's bad. I mean, it's against the Yisodei HaTorah, really, to make light of timing. That's why Sidi Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, all concern us with the Tamei Mitzvah. Zeichu Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tefillin, all these things, is the person should do with the idea. With the idea. That's the derech of Avraham Avinu.
The person does not write.
You see, there's a psychological satisfaction in knowing that I had the key in my mitzvah. There's a psychological element there. And even mitzvah menamufcha, I did it in the best possible way. So a person psychologically, the asiyah, has a certain psychological satisfaction. So you have to go beyond that psychological satisfaction. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean, but a higher level person has less of that. But to remain with the psychological satisfaction of that I did it perfectly, that is not the level of, that's not the derech of Avraham Avinu.
So
that's correct. What Ellie's saying is right. That he wanted to eternalize the idea, like you mentioned also, that it took him 3 days and he thought it through and everything was what made sense to him, was rational, was chachma, and he understood the ideas of the Akedah, so he wanted to eternalize those ideas and for his offspring, for Klal Yisrael. And how did he do that? By being makriv, by setting the place for kabbonis, that's the base of all the kabbonis. So every time a person's makriv, he's makriv kilchoso, and in terms of the ideas, beyond kilchoso actually, so then he brings back the ideas of the Akedah.
Specifically is that which is referencing that idea.
You're right.
So like we just want to reference Akedah, then the only thing which fits the shofar is the aisle.
Right.
You know, but the aisle per se is that action. Which
right, that's right. That's right. The aisle is the aisle was the vehicle. Yeah. Well, that's what he's saying. That's why that's why the aisle is.
Right.
Because you could ask the question, why does the aisle reflect Akedah Yitzchak?
Right.
Akedah Yitzchak wasn't the aisle.
Right.
But it reflects this idea. On the contrary, not because it was in place of Yitzchak, but because of the idea that it was used as a vehicle of eternalizing the ideas of the Akedah.